will be fun.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
You know why I pulled you over?
No. Why did you pull me over?
Because I just want to say hi.
Yeah, it's another Manic Monday for you on K-Rock. Anyway, I'm Rodney, and here's a band. Let me do it again.
I laugh at you. I go home at night, and I laugh at you.
See, you shaking. It kind of makes me nervous.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, it's cold?
Yeah, it's
deadly. Okay, what's this right here?
That's my penis.
That's your penis. All right. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
I'm going to get you drunk. Get you drunk off my lady hump. My hump. My hump. My lovely lady hump.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
And now,
Showtime, boys, is what it's all about. Forum for the people.
Our feature presentation.
That's Love, featuring Arthur Lee, lead singer of Love. And he didn't write that. Burt Bacharach wrote that song, but Arthur Lee wrote most all the songs that Love did. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was My Little Red Book by Arthur Lee. And that was a song that Jim Morrison heard on the radio and goes, we got to sound like that. And in fact, it was Arthur Lee that actually booked the Doors to open for them when Love headlined the Whiskey A Go-Go. And Arthur Lee brought the Doors to Elektra Records and got them signed.
All right. It's Kevin and Bean Show.
What can I say? Maybe the people will be the times between Clark and Hilldale. That's the street off Sunset Boulevard where the Whiskey A Go-Go is or was. It's still there, but not the same. But I remember one time I had David Cassidy from the Partridge Family.
Right, we have to
hear
about this
now. Bobby Gillespie of Primal Scream on my show, and we got a phone call from Arthur Lee.
No
way. He called in, and we spoke to him, and Bobby Gillespie was on acid. He was on kind of on LSD, and it blew Bobby Gillespie's mind, basically, because that was his idol, Arthur Lee. When I was a kid, I was in the 4-H Club, and I raised pigeons. I had these, like, classic pigeons, and so did Arthur Lee. He collected pigeons.
Hell of a story right here.
Them, and we talked about all these, like, really rare pigeons. That had these, like...
That must have been a good interview.
They're called Russian fantail pigeons. They look like little tiny miniature turkeys.
Wish
but
I'd heard
that. Pigeons. And Arthur had those, too. And we talked about the old days, and we talked about how
You're
I was
still
addicted
talking about
to,
the old days.
To Diet Right Cola and sunflower seeds when I first came to Hollywood as a kid. So anyway, as Bobby Gillespie and Arthur Lee were talking and stuff, we somehow managed to get together with a band from Santa Barbara called Citrus Groove. So Arthur Lee got together with Bobby Gillespie from Primal Scream and Citrus Groove and recorded this song, one of his songs, Arthur Lee's songs from Love, Flash on You. And here it is, Rare.
Rare. Are you a retard?
That was quite a show opener right there, man. That's how you want to start your broadcast.
That happened. That was all an introduction to a song, by the way.
That was on the radio where people could hear it.
That's correct. On this
radio. That was
radio.
Intentional.
Yeah. That's,
wow.
That's not what you want right there.
Your calls. Yes, I'm sorry, Michael.
I also like how he waits till the intro of the song to get like his CDs ready for that. And you can hear, like everything, like, clanking together,
stuff,
and he's, like, handing it to the board up. It's like
he's new to radio. You got to understand, this is all fresh for him. Your calls are coming up next for Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew. It's the Wednesday morning edition. You pick up the phone, give us a call toll-free at 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, and you get a prize. Before we go to the calls...
Go Lakers! Go Lakers! Go Lakers!
Lakers!
Were you there last night, Mike?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Lakers played pretty awful.
Yeah.
Except for the first...
But when you're playing Utah in at Los Angeles, you don't have to play very well.
Yeah,
no,
you can.
I mean, I wouldn't say... I mean, Utah did everything they could, especially Deron Williams was, I mean, just insane. They wouldn't say die, but the Lakers cannot play like that and expect to dominate in the playoffs. I mean, they for the first 9 minutes, they played really well. And besides that, they were not playing good basketball. I think lethargic and lackadaisical, and just started trying too hard to involve Powell and Andrew Bynum, and it just clogged up the lane. It was not pretty.
How about that? A little criticism for a team that's up 2-0.
Yeah. Hey, look, like, the bottom line is, though, they're going back to Utah up 2-0, yeah. So who cares? But
yeah, exactly.
I think they're going to have to really reevaluate how they approach playing the game if they want to continue to have success in the playoffs.
I think you can't play against everybody else like you play against Utah, right? That's what you're saying.
I think that's a tough mental challenge to get up for a team that you know – even if you play
always
like,
beat.
Even if you play like that, you can beat.
Right, and they their curse almost was that they came out so hot. I mean, they were shooting like 86% for the first 10 minutes. I mean, they were unconscious. So I think they just got such an early lead so quickly and were playing so well, they just stopped trying, and it's hard to get back into it. You know,
I saw Andrew Bynum on TMZ.com of all things yesterday.
What
is his car really painted purple and gold?
I don't know. I'm sure he probably has a number of cars.
Probably.
That's probably true. Because that surprised me that somebody would do that.
Yeah, that is a little
odd. I mean,
that's
something you do. That's something most people would grow out of in high school.
Well, yeah. He's only 21.
He is 21. So,
oh,
I mean,
remember, right.
He was in high school a couple years ago.
Just out of high school.
That's right. A good point.
Anyway, very funny.
All right, we will take your phone calls now. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
It says here it's a brand new Kevin and Bean What It Do t-shirt, which I find hard to believe. If there are any What It Do t-shirts around, I suspect they're recycled. You know, sometimes we give them away and people don't want them, they send them back. You know, I can't imagine, because they haven't made any in years. Like, what are the chances it's really going to be new?
That's a good question.
Wash it before you wear it is my advice. Let's start with Tony in Whittier. He is calling to add to the conversation we were having about the playoff basketball game last night. Hey, Tony, What It Do?
What It Do, nephew?
What's happening, man?
What It Do, baby boo?
What It Do, Tony?
Hey, Psycho Mike, you don't know what you're talking about, man. Come on now. The Lakers don't have to play that hard against a team that they know they can beat. Why are they going to waste their energy on the first series? Come on, man.
You're right, because they didn't expend any energy in the fourth quarter yesterday battling down to the wire.
Exactly. Come on.
You're wrong.
Yeah, I don't think he was backing your claim, Tony. You know what the problem is, though? What the problem is, a lot of times it's a game of momentum, and it's tough sometimes when you're not playing well to turn it around and just start playing well. I mean, it's really difficult. Yeah. So you want to see a team kind of keep near the top of their level. Otherwise, they may not get back there.
Yeah.
But it's good to see them up 2-0. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Utah is a unbelievably tough place to go and play. That crowd is insane. It's a really, really, really loud stadium, so...
So you think we won't get away with playing like that there?
Yeah, no, there's no way you can. Yeah. I mean, they have such a different home record as an away record for that reason. That's an incredibly tough place to play.
1-800-520-1067 if you want to get on the air to make a comment or about anything. By the way, did you guys see some of LeBron's shots yesterday in their game against Detroit?
No, I didn't.
The guy's a human highlight reel. Yeah, it's unbelievable. He some of the moves he has to get the ball through the hoop are things I've never seen anyone do before. It's crazy.
He also, unlike any other player in the NBA, dunks from so high above the rim and with such power that the net doesn't even move. He just like throws it directly down.
Straight down.
All right. Is this what do you guess this name is? With Miss Cleo out there, it's impossible to tell.
It looks like Ellis. Oh,
hey.
I'm sorry. Hang on.
What's the name?
Alyssa Cat.
Okay, well, that's dumb.
Hey, that's your name. Is that your real name or are you just nickname?
That's going to be my stage name.
Now I like you all of a sudden. Now let's talk about that. What's going on?
I auditioned at my local little strip joint thingy yesterday, and I actually got in, and my first night is going to be Saturday.
Ooh. Oh, look at that. We should pack the place with K-Rock fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was wanting to know, I think Little Dancer, you said, did some work like this.
Tiny Dancer. Yeah. Yes.
And I just want to know if she had, like, any first day tips, and if you guys, like, had any just good words of advice for my first day on Saturday.
Well, you're lucky that you called this morning because our little friend Tiny Dancer is right here in the studio. Tiny, what do you think? Tell us about what it's like the first night you strip.
Good morning, Alyssa. Gloss on those lips.
Right.
Throw a piece of gum in your mouth. And girlfriend, just get out there and have some fun, all right?
Were you nervous the first night?
No. You know, weren't. Just smoke a bowl, go out there,
okay, all right.
Have a blunt, and you'll be fine.
There you go.
it's
Tiny, answer. What is the what are some of the mistakes that girls make when they're brand new? I mean, do they strip too fast? Do they not make eye contact? And what kinds of things do you kind of have to learn as you go?
I think a lot of the girls there are mostly just nervous on the first time. It's kind of intimidating there, but...
But that shows in different ways with different people. Some people, when they're nervous, are quiet.
Right.
Others, unfortunately, when they're nervous, are yap.
Right. I think some of them are definitely afraid to go one way or the other, but... Either way, the first night, you're usually kind of horrible, and you'll get over that, and you'll just have a good time the next time, and just make sure to have a nice time.
There you go.
Tiny, when you were stripping the first night, did you work at an all-nude place?
Actually, yeah. The first time I went out, I just went balls out and was like, all right, guys, check them out.
You have balls?
Those balls must have been a bad surprise for the guys at the club.
Sometimes you got to just bring them out.
So what was going through your mind when you finally were naked for the first time and you're standing there in a room full of people and you're butt naked? Was it freeing? Was it exciting? Was it
I don't mind.
Scary?
I love attention. I was like, look at me. Give me your dollar bills, everybody.
By the way, a lot of people don't know this. Every time Tiny brings in like a cup of coffee or the newspaper or whatever, we have to tip her. It's weird. It's just a habit that has not died.
You have to put a dollar in her garter belt.
Alyssa Cat, do you want to tell us where you're going to be dancing?
It's a place that's on the corner or near the Glendale in Los Angeles. That little one that's right off the freeway there.
Starship Live?
No, it is on San Fernando.
Do you happen to know the name of it?
The Gentleman's Club, L.A.
Oh, okay.
The Gentleman's Club, LA.
All right.
We will see you there Saturday night.
If I can give you a little advice, too, Alyssa Cat, it's don't tell me where this money's going or try to explain to me why you need this money or at all talk about yourself. That's a bad thing. And strippers
or your three kids.
Yeah. Just talk about me and how awesome I am.
No kids.
Okay.
Well, no kids.
Just to keep that in mind. Try to talk about how cool the guys are, not how what you need that money for.
It's all fantasy, so you might as well just fulfill the fantasy and not. Yeah, I sure would like to go back to college so I could get out of this crappy
how you
joint.
You guys have the most amazing eyes ever.
Yes.
Lie.
Except Kevin, they're not lying when they do it to you, though, right?
Well, no,
they actually do fall in love every time.
They do
time,
love
right?
me. That's true. But most guys, I can understand, they just have to do it. So,
Alyssa Cat, give us a call next week. Let us know how it's going. Okay.
Amazing.
All right, bye.
Okay. Good luck.
And thank you, Tiny Dancer. All right.
Thanks, guys.
How about this morning's Kevin and Bean Show? I know we got a big one.
Should talk. Yes, we do. We should talk to girls who have auditioned to be strippers. I'll bet that is a nerve-wracking experience because you have to. I mean, you're auditioning. You have to fake like you know what you're doing, kind of.
There's probably just some dude sitting out there with a drink going, all right, take it off.
Watching the game on TV. Hey, I'm over here.
That's creepy.
All right. Today is Wednesday. It's the 22nd of April, Lingus. We have Channing Tatum in the studio today.
Very nice.
Talking about fighting.
Yeah.
Is Mike going to be able to control himself?
I don't know.
Can Mike ever?
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to talk to him about that movie. He was just at the UFC fight over this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he was like a little kid in a candy store. He was so excited to be there. Amber Tamblyn on the program today.
She's really good in this new show.
On The Unusuals.
Yeah,
she's a good actress.
Yep.
Miss Cleo, our phone screener, does not know how to use her boobs. And the women here are kind of getting tired of it. Alex, for one, is like, "What? How have you never gotten out of a ticket? How have you never?"
Especially with those boobs.
All the things that you can get if you play your cards right. She doesn't know how to play the cards.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And she's got cards.
She has a lot. She has
great cards. She has a huge deck.
Yeah.
Isn't she still living at home? By the way.
Yeah. Yeah,
she should have an apartment. She should have a free car. She should have all of her meals paid for. I mean, there's no reason that she's not cashing in.
Yeah,
those.
I hear you.
Come on.
I hear you. So that's coming up today. We have tickets to the Star Trek premiere coming up today. You're going to get a chance to earn those.
Okay.
Very exciting. And we have tickets for you to see Depeche Mode as well when they're on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And they play, tomorrow night on Hollywood Boulevard.
Very cool.
So this is the new game that we're telling you now we're going to regret the minute we put it on the air, right?
I don't think so. I think I'm standing by this game.
Okay.
It might take about a half hour of explanation to tell you how we got to this point, but We think it's going to be a good game.
I'm the king of bad ideas.
Yes, you
like,
are.
Like, spitting them out to you guys. And I cannot believe this is actually making it to the end. I can't believe it.
We're going to do that just after 6 this
morning. No, I think it's a mistake. I want to go on record right now and saying, although I voted yes, I'm now regretting that decision. This is the people who are already turning on Barack Obama. That's what this is. Yeah, it sure seemed like a good idea in November, but now I wish I could get him out of there.
Come on, have some patience. This is going to pay off in spades. This is going to be right. The best game we've ever done.
That's it's got to be spades because I'm talking about the president. That's how you roll. That's where you're coming from. I think I see.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
By the way, all this week on the world-famous K-Rock, we are also giving away tickets to the Vans Warped Tour, which is June 26th or August 23rd. Now, that seems like an odd way to schedule two nights of a concert, doesn't it?
They need one some winner, time off in between.
I guess so, like 2 months. One winner each night will cruise to the show in their own K-Rock Warped Vespa. Details at KROQ.com. Your chance to win on the way. It is 5:52. Ralph Garman joins us with a look at the showbiz beat for Wednesday morning.
Warped Vespa.
You have to be a stud to pull off a Vespa, by the way.
I don't. George Clooney's not looking good on a Vespa. They warped one. Hard enough to drive when they're straight.
Yeah, true. It's a good point.
See you last night, Kevin. Disco week on American Idol.
Come on.
Sweet.
You know what I was watching?
Awesome.
Instead of that?
No.
Lakers, hockey. Lakers, hockey. Lakers, hockey.
Was anyone voted off the Lakers?
No.
See?
See?
Did that was the Lakers sing She Works Hard for the Money?
Yeah.
In sort of like a calypso.
That was weird. Lamar Odom
acoustic guitar style?
At halftime.
Oh, he did? Really?
Yeah, okay. Lamar Odom, yeah.
Yeah, it was not good. But the good news is two people get voted off tonight, so that'll be fun to watch. Because they saved someone last week.
Right.
Now two people have to go.
And it's got to be Anoop and Lil, right, Ralph? Would you think?
According to dialidol.com, this is the website that what they do is they gauge the busy signals they get on all the voting lines for American Idol. And the more busy signals they get, the more they assume that person is getting votes. And so they're able to extrapolate out who will be the bottom three vote getters for the evening.
Okay.
According to that website, they say it's going to be Chris Allen, who did She Works Hard for the Money. Sort of like acoustic guitar style was
that
horrible.
That can't have been good.
It wasn't.
I did not care for it either.
Matt Gerard, who did Staying Alive, like Justin Timberlake, with a hat right. And everything, looking like an ass.
That can't have been good.
Was not good.
All right.
And Allison Arajita, who did Donna Summer's Hot Stuff, but I thought she was good. Of the two girls remaining, she is the best of the best of the two. Lil Rounds is the black chick. She did I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan, Whitney Houston song, and not good. So we'll see. We'll see who gets the boot.
I don't, both of those guys, Chris and Matt, are interchangeable to me, and I don't get any vibe from either one of them as being anything special.
Yeah.
What about you, Elisa?
No, I agree. They are kind of are interchangeable.
Although kind of vanilla, right?
Occasionally there's a performance that one of them does, and I think, wow, they're actually really good. But,
my wife thinks Chris Allen
is
cute. She's still voting
cute.
For him.
Yeah, mine does too. Yeah. Mine does too. She likes him a lot.
She's dreamy, so she's voting for him. But I'm still pulling for Gay Adam. Go Gay Adam.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's got to be Gay Adam.
Speaking of gay guys, David Blaine's in the news.
Yeah, now what?
His latest magic trick? Apparently he was able to cast a spell over the smoking hot French model named Alizé Ginochet.
Oh, she sounds hot.
Really? She's smoking hot. She is a French supermodel, and they are engaged.
Wow.
Because he can pull thread out of his belly button.
And sit on a block of ice.
And stay underwater.
He hasn't actually done magic in a long, long time.
No, he has. But even when he did it, it was still magic tricks.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you get a model.
In the best of times, it was magic tricks.
Yeah.
Tricks.
But he wears a bandana and lots of jewelry.
That's true. He does have that going for him. Lindsay Lohan did the story yesterday how she's talking to producers about doing the semi-nude Las Vegas Review peep show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Her people are denying that, saying that's not going
to
happen.
Don't be so quick to deny. Come on now.
You lose.
Think about it.
I know, but
just,
we lose.
Just think about it.
Giant size cans.
John and Kate Gosselin are the news. Are you familiar who John and Kate Gosselin are?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
They've got a show on, was it Bravo or the Learning Channel or Total F&BS TV?
That's it. That's it.
Called John and 8 plus 8. John and Kate plus 8.
Yeah.
According to the Life and Style Weekly magazine, John and Kate are thinking about having another baby.
What? No way. Yeah. Didn't they split up?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Isn't she a miserable shrew?
Yes.
And he hates his life?
Yes, he wants to kill himself.
What?
John and Kate plus 8 becomes 9. The potential title for the series. If they indeed go through with their plans to have another child.
No! No!
They
Kevin,
look
this...
so miserable all the time.
Yeah.
They're
chasing their children
so
around
hard.
The house all the time.
Yes.
That's all they do. They look miserable, the both of them. Him especially.
And this poor guy, he tries so hard to do everything. I mean, he's not one of these dads who's just sitting back and letting the wife do it all. He does his share. He carries his weight.
And works
she,
full time.
And he works full time. And she is such a shrew to him. She's never satisfied with anything he does. She always yells at him.
Where's the receipt?
She's super
Did you
bitchy.
Get a receipt for that?
Super bitchy.
Yes, super bitchy.
And yeah. they do these interviews, the talking head interviews, where they talk into the camera, and they're just sitting on this couch, and they couldn't sit farther apart from each other on this couch now. In the first season, they're like next to each other talking about it. Now he's on the far end of the couch. He's on the other end. They don't look at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so one of the kids was thrown up. I don't know which one. I don't know. And then we took him to the doctor. Next.
I don't know how they're going to even have another baby unless they're going to adopt it.
That does not seem like a good report.
Why? Is she broken?
No.
Did he get a vasectomy?
Do they look like they're what I have sex?
Oh, I see.
He's not going to touch her.
Well, maybe they feel competition now with Octomom. They got to up their game. You know?
Maybe
that's it.
Don't want to lose out in the ratings to Octomom. And speaking of reality television, remember I told you how Rod Blagojevich,
mm-hmm.
the former governor of Illinois, was going to be on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here,
yes.
right,
on NBC? A federal judge has said that he can't really leave the country to go to Costa Rica to
awesome.
Shoot a reality
Thank
show.
God.
Awesome.
I do not have confidence that things will not go astray if I modify his bond conditions, said the judge.
That's great news.
NBC says they're disappointed, but they will reveal the show's latest round of contestants this Friday, so we'll see who they replace Rod with.
They could just do that at whatever prison he goes to. They could do I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. From there.
He seemed like the kind of guy.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Him Out of Me would be the
oh,
new show.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
He's in prison.
He did seem like the kind of guy who would plan a break for it. Like, he would never come back to the United States if he got to Costa Rica.
Of course.
No, he seems like a very moral, stand-up kind of guy with a lot of ethics, somebody you could really count on, and his word is bond. I don't know
Guilty.
Why you'd say that. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress model Amber Heard celebrates her 23rd birthday today. We got threatening emails from Nick that if we didn't bring it up, we'd be doing him a disservice.
So, and
I love her. She's the best.
Can we give into that?
Haven't I served your show well?
We give into that kind
he
of
asked?
Pressure?
He effing asked.
Wow.
Well, we're not giving into pressure. I would have done it regardless of him or whatever, but, you know. She's a big enough star that I would mention her anyway.
Right.
But the fact that he writes in thinking he's got some sway over what we talk about
and,
chaps my ass.
And the answer to that question? No, you have not.
Haven't I served the show?
No, you're a surly, talentless a-hole who gets on here and cries every time we talk to you.
She will be mine, and she will star in the book that they're going to make of my movie. I'm turning my screenplay into a book. This way even more people won't read it.
What else we got? Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who was on Grey's Anatomy for a while. He was the boyfriend of that toothy broad.
He was Danny Von Deadstein.
Yeah, Denny.
Yeah, but more importantly, he was the comedian in Watchmen.
That's right.
That's how we know him. 43 years old today. Fletcher from Pennywise is 43. Peter Frampton, legendary guitar god, turns 59. Director John Waters is 63. And Jack Nicholson, speaking of the Lakers, I bet Jack was there in full force last night. 72 years old today. Happy birthday, Jack. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Woo! Earth Day! Woo! It's Earth Day, everybody.
It is Earth Day. We got that going
today,
for us.
Today, I'm so excited.
Yep. I bet you are. On the program today, Channing Tatum, young actor from the film called Fighting, is going to be in our studio. Also, we'll talk to actress Amber Tamblyn, and we've got more tickets for the Star Trek premiere, as well as tickets for Depeche Mode on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show tomorrow night, where they're closing down Hollywood Boulevard tonight. So a lot of good stuff on the program today on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock.
I'm not a girl, which might surprise you, but it seems like girls learn at a decently young age that they can use their bodies to their advantage. Not necessarily in the hooker sense of the word.
Although
you're
let's not rule that out.
Our feminine wiles.
Yes. If you... Women can get anything from men.
We can charm men to do a lot of things. There's no doubt about that.
Yes. And you also, most of the time, know your best asset, whether it is your ass, your boobs, whatever.
Sure.
You learn
dress
how to,
appropriately.
You learn how to dress to show off. You learn how to use in certain situations just to get, you know, to manipulate men's behavior because it seems so easy to do.
It is easy to do.
We are simple. We're very simple creatures.
Yes.
That's why it was kind of shocking when Miss Cleo, when we found out that she's not aware how to use her boobs. And they're gigantic.
Well, and I was thinking about this because I spend a portion of each day thinking about Miss Cleo's boobs anyway. I think the problem with Miss Cleo is that her boobs are so big that she's super self-conscious about them, and she works to go the opposite direction. It seems like she goes out of her way a lot of times to play them down or hide them rather than do what should be done, which is to show them off.
She does. She does that, yes.
Well, there's no way to hide them.
Right,
no, she has cleavage up to her chin. There's no way to hide them.
She tries to minimize them.
She is modest.
So they only look like Fs. Yeah. That's her goal.
Exactly.
It's true.
But like I was saying earlier,
I'm sure your whole life you've been like, up here. My eyes are up here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When did you get them, Miss Cleo? When did they develop?
Really early. I was probably like 12 or 13.
Oh, good times.
Wow. And what must have that have been like when you were walking around with those at 12?
Bizarre. Crazy. In like sixth grade, I was like, what are these? What do I do with these? My mom didn't even have me have a training bra. She's like, Sarah, we need to get you a bra now.
A real one.
Why did she call you Sarah? That's weird.
Miss Cleo. You need a- My mom calls me Miss Cleo.
Well, that's a strange name, but all right.
So, I was saying earlier, Miss Cleo, that it's crazy to me that you don't have like a decked out apartment down on Wilshire Boulevard, that you're not driving a fancy sports car,
Maserati.
That you don't have. Yeah, it seems like girls who have what you have should not be paying for anything at this point.
I don't know how to use them.
And here's the thing. She's had them since she was 12. I mean, it's been over 10 years now.
Not much of a learning curve.
How do you not learn? In that amount of time.
I don't know. I think it comes, like you guys said, I'm a pretty modest person. And
right.
So I always, and I'm awkward about them to begin with.
Right.
And
But we were in the other room and we were talking about you getting pulled over by the cops.
What,
great
the
example.
Four tickets I have, you mean?
Great
you
example.
You mean how I'm yes. going to almost have my license
okay.
taken away?
In those particular instances, I remember Alex, our producer, saying, "What did you, show him a little cleavage or whatever?" And you're like, "No." And she got mad at you. She was like, "Well, why don't you use what you have?"
I don't know, because I always feel sleazy, like, hey, officer,
right,
check out my rack. It's such an awkward thing to do.
You may not
want
to do that.
Well, here's the thing. You're always pulling up your top. Just don't do that. That's all you need to do, really.
Yeah. By the way, you pulling up your top doesn't really take attention away from them, just so you know. But
it is rearranging oranges in a burlap sack is what it is.
But I'm saying maybe you don't want to use them at work or whatever, but when you get your fourth ticket, I don't know, maybe it's time to let them breathe, you know?
I don't know how to do it. I really don't. I always feel like...
How do you not know how to do it? Isn't it innate?
No, obviously not after my fourth ticket.
Wow.
I feel like I'm the sleazy girl who's like, hey, take a look at these. And
we don't look at it as sleazy, though, at all. We look at it as sexy when a girl does that.
I don't... Maybe it's because I don't see myself as sexy, like... I always tell Tiny D, we talk about stripping, and if I were ever on a pole, I think I would be the clumsiest person ever. I don't see myself that way.
But
so
you
I
don't
can't...
know that until you try.
Giant size cans.
You know, the other thing about Miss Cleo is, Kevin, you made a great point. Most women know what their best asset is, and they use it. I mean, they make it look as good as it possibly can. And Cleo is the exact opposite. I mean, she has terrible posture, for instance.
Well,
she does not walk or sit.
To stand up straight. Seriously, Bean.
Yeah,
come on.
What I'm saying,
gravity
though,
is her enemy.
Exactly.
I agree. I'm not saying it's easy, right. But I'm saying that she slumps over a lot and does not show off her boobs to the best asset. If she were sticking them out there loud and proud, they would be impossible to – I mean, we would be mesmerized. We wouldn't be able to do anything, including write you a traffic ticket if you were sticking those things out the way they should be.
Alex had a great example, too. She was saying yesterday that she and Miss Cleo were in a bar somewhere trying to get the bartender's attention.
Oh, right, right.
And Alex said, well, just put him up there on the bar. If you show him the boobs, he's just like, no, I'm back here.
He's like, move up
and put him on the bar. You will get his attention.
He's not paying any attention to me.
Well, obviously.
And Alex said, lean over.
Exactly.
Like she's really annoyed about it. So what we thought we'd do is take some phone calls from people who have figured this out.
Who know how to do it?
Yes. And how you do it and what you've been able to accomplish with it. That's what we're looking for at 1-800-520-1067. Drinks, cars, homes.
I couldn't even get jewels. A free limousine in Vegas with them. That's the one time I tried. I was like, hey, limousine driver, can I get a free ride? He's like, no, it's $60. What if I flash you? Still $60, lady. Move it along. I mean, I just don't know how to do it.
Well, that is discouraging.
But wow, that's Vegas. Is, right? They're used to that.
I was going to say, you got to aim a little lower. Start off slow. Yeah. You can't go to Vegas limo drivers.
Start with a drink.
Can you imagine what they've seen?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So are we looking? We're looking for
advice.
And this should be everyday's phone topic criteria, by the way. We're looking for huge-breasted women is what we're looking for here, right?
Well, they don't have to be huge. Not they necessarily just have to huge. How to use them.
Know how to use them.
Yeah.
Just use whatever it is they've got. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the way that you use it and the things you got, because we got to help Miss Clear out because it's actually getting sad at this point. I mean, she is the 7'6" African guy right now that the NBA doesn't know about. And clearly, there's a lot of talent there that needs to be developed.
You play basketball, right?
No, I've never heard of it.
What? Come
word
on over here.
That top
sign
button.
Here.
Let those things breathe. Word of advice, unbutton that top button. Let those things breathe.
All right, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. A lot of people are already on hold because this is, you know, it's like walking for most people, not for Miss Cleo. So we'll take a quick break and come right.
We're talking about our friend Miss Cleo right now.
One day, if you're a girl, you look in the mirror and there they'll be. Instead of a flat chest, two bumps. These are the beginnings of your breasts. Uh-huh. And they're not there just to look pretty. They're useful, too.
That's what we're trying to say, is that they're useful, Ms. Cleo. She's been unable to parlay them into anything. So we're looking for some advice at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Alex in Fullerton? She's on line 8, and she's got something simple that you can go out and try this week to get you on the road to lots of free stuff using your boobs. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Well, I totally understand where Ms. Cleo is coming from. I developed early at age. I mean, it's especially when, you know, 13, 14, you know, you wear shirts to school. The boys, the hormones are raging. So I, you know, until later, probably when I hit high school and got out of that awkwardness, I was like, oh, these can be useful. And, I mean, totally. Even, you know, even recently I've gone to concerts, had, you know, just low-cut shirts. I mean, I'm certainly not, you know, wearing a shirt split down to my belly button or anything, but...
Well, but let's not count that idea out.
Counting out, but saying okay. Don't even need to go to that extreme. And I, you know, at the bar, line full of guys, I go up, you know, the bartender comes up to me and goes, what do you want? And I say, you know, oh, you know, two drinks, and bam, I didn't even pay for them.
Nice.
It just happens. You don't
ask for anything.
Yeah, it just happened. I've even gotten pulled over by a motorcycle cop. You know, check the hair, screw the hair, go for the boobs. I didn't get tickets.
Yeah.
Motorcycle cop in Huntington Beach, and let me tell you, great cops there and everything, love the cops, thanks. But didn't get a ticket for speeding, you know, 41 in a 40 zone, but, you know, whatever. But you know what? I think it's, like, totally natural attraction that, you know, men have to boobs. And you just got to, you know, you don't even have to really do much.
Not advice. Don't do much. That's already what I do.
No, that's not what you do. First of all, less attitude from the girl who doesn't know how to use them.
How about a lot of respect for Alex, who has figured out a way to make it work?
She's saying don't actively cover them up as aggressively as you do. That's all.
Yeah. I don't actively.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You put Tupperware on your cleavage yesterday so that Bean and I wouldn't look at them.
This is true.
All right, let's talk to Nicole and Yorba Linda. She's on line 1 on the Kevin Beach Show, looking for some advice for Miss Cleo.
Oh,
then you know you can't say that. Nicole.
We still can't say that word on the air, Nicole.
Nicole is the best.
Nicole, yes.
Well, my double D's. Yes. Saw me an internship.
How dare you? When we interview for interns, we look for the mind.
I don't even remember Nicole's face. Do you guys?
I think I remember that.
No, and by the way, Nicole, you got hired because you told Kevin that your dad was the Michael Jordan of bass fishing. That's true. You got hired.
That is true, because I like crazy.
Michael Jordan of bass fishing.
My dad's the Michael Jordan of bass fishing. I was like, you're in. It's just the fact that you would say that is odd.
For a modest girl like her, she could reach charity. We did a breast cancer charity, and we raised $5,000 all because of my boobs.
What's a good piece of advice for her?
When you go to the bar, that girl, you have to do something. She's kind of lying. But seriously, the easiest way, you walk up to a bar, and it's like at your level. Just lay those things on the bar. Just set them down.
I will break a bar if I put my boobs up on top of them.
Listen, it's a load off your back.
You may break the bar, but...
Beer,
your boob beer. It's like a man's like dream heaven. Just lay them out there.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Well, you got to try it and see what happens.
Sure. Yeah.
You do not see a pair like that every day.
That is accurate. And also, you need a flat head, too. That would be perfect.
No,
that would make
I don't
you better.
Think she needs that as
all
well.
Right, but. Let's try Kelly in Hollywood. She's got some advice on the behavior that goes along with the boobs on line six. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What do you have for Ms. Cleo?
Hey, my advice is, I mean, you have that special shirt that you wear underneath your clothes that you wear to work.
Right.
Wear that shirt while you're driving, no matter where you go. You get pulled over, the guy over there in the next lane that you're trying to get into, they all let you go. I mean, and I'm talking serious tickets, not the 41 over, but I'm talking slightly inebriated in driving.
Wow.
Excessive speeding.
So you're talking about like an undershirt type thing?
Yeah. Just a simple cami. You don't want to look obvious that you've done this before because then they feel like they're being played for the most part.
Right.
But isn't it obvious while I'm stripping in the car when the police officer's coming up to me?
You need to walk around like that all day, every day.
Oh, my bad. That's your driving uniform, Miss Cleo.
You put your purse in the car, you put your keys in the ignition, and you put on the most comfortable shirt. That's all
which is, which is a white wife beater. That's what you should be wearing when you drive, Cleo.
With no bra.
That's what I wear when I drive, and it works.
Oh, wait. Put on that simple attitude of, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I did that.
So a little ditzy. You think a little ditzy goes along with that? Well,
a little ditzy goes a long way.
Well, she's
got
that.
I'm naturally ditzy, and I still didn't get out of my four tickets.
Like they're saving you.
Yeah. Please, Mr. Strong Policeman. Tell me how fast I was going. Oh, these? Yeah. I just got them.
That's a serious rack.
That is a good advice. I feel like Miss Cleo is putting up a force field around
I
her to all this good advice that's coming in. It's almost like she's like, yeah, but that won't work, or yeah, that's not me, or yeah, that's not how I do it. I mean, I don't think like you're taking this seriously.
I am definitely taking this seriously. I just don't know how to do it, because if I'm already naturally ditzy and they're already kind of hanging out, what more am I supposed to do?
You're not doing enough.
They could be hanging out more.
They really.
Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs.
All right. Paula in Corona. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't really show them off, and I have really big boobs.
Right.
And my older sister and my mom both got breast reductions, so I don't know if I have that mentality of, like, they're bad.
Yeah, well, I hope not. I mean, I hope that tragic mistake stops with you.
Have you learned to use them, though? No?
Well, I'm a bartender, too.
Ah.
So it's like I only show them kind of, sort of, but I kind of win people with my personality mostly. But
that's not true, first of all.
Okay.
Can't say it now.
She said tips.
Tip. Oh. She needs tips.
She has those. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So am I going to see some jugs, or am I wasting my time here?
The guy at the bar says. All right. I don't know. Do you feel like you have any more information?
So, wear lower cut shirts, be more ditzy than I already am, and put them up on the bar. That's what I've learned today.
And try these
and
things.
And own them. Okay.
And put them on the glass as well.
Okay.
I think that's good.
Hey, are we rolling tape? Are we prepared to send this one right over to the Museum of Television and Radio? Because I have a good feeling about it.
No.
We're not. Well, let's make sure to start some tape.
We're not, but they roll on us constantly because they just bring stuff right into the museum.
They just put every show right into the archives.
Correct, yeah.
1970 was apparently the first Earth Day, April 22nd, 1970. Many people look at that as the start of the modern environmental movement, so that means today is Earth Day. And we asked producer Alex, hey, who can we talk to about Earth Day? Because apparently it's hugely popular all over the world, with something like a billion people participating in one way or another. And believe it or not, she has lined up for us the planet Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, Mother Earth on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Earth.
Hi, hon. How you doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm all right. How you kids doing?
Well, we're fine. I'm a little bit confused that we're talking to the planet that we're sitting on. I don't understand how this is working, but we're happy to have you on the show.
That's all right, sweetie. You'll figure it out. It's okay. Someone will explain it to you. It's okay, honey. Don't worry.
All right, Mother Earth, tell us what you think about Earth Day.
Oh, it's great.
It's great. Okay.
It's so nice, you people, giving me a day.
Uh-huh.
Because after all, I give you life.
That's
and
true.
And let you live here. And the air you breathe and the water you drink. and the food you eat.
Yes.
You give me a day.
We
That's
do.
That's sweet. Oh, that is cute. That is rich. That's what that is.
So it sounds like maybe it's not enough?
No, no. How long has it been? 1970? Was
yes.
that the first day?
Said.
And
That's
look
right,
how
yeah.
far we've come. Look how clean and healthy I am now. Nice work, human beings. Seriously. Love you.
Wow.
Right. So you feel all the bad things that mankind does to you when we're doing the strip mining or the pollution or the trash? I mean, all of that is just right on you, huh?
Honey, I am more polluted than Amy Winehouse.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow. That's not possible.
I've been drilled more than Lindsay Lohan. I'm in bad shape, and you're not helping at all.
What, if we specifically are not helping, or just humans
yeah.
in general?
The air pollution that your show pumps out,
yeah.
and I hear it, oh, sweet Jesus, what a waste.
Yeah, we
Talk
do create
Talk about
our
garbage. Sure. Garbage in, yeah. garbage out.
Wow, yeah.
You know what you guys should have on is that lovely Sustainable Dave.
What?
Well, you guys wow. have that guy on your show.
We had him on
we
all
did.
Last year.
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
He's
now,
bogus, that guy.
There's a man who knows how to treat a planet.
Come on now.
He is sexy.
I just can't believe you know about Sustainable Dave. I wasn't aware that you could pay that much attention to so many tiny little details.
Well, but when there's one guy who's not pumping me full of crap, I notice.
Yeah. Well,
he's
I guess
the
so.
One person who's doing something nice for me. It's like if you have, let's say if you have 40 billion children.
Right.
And on Mother's Day, one of them brings you a present. You remember that one.
I can see
that's
that.
A
that's
point.
A good child.
What about Al Gore? You should be a fan of his, right?
He's okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, the goddamn slideshows put me to sleep.
He yelled at us with that slideshow for like 5 years.
I know. Even I couldn't drum up interest,
wow.
though. I'd rather drown in my own melted polar ice caps than listen oh, to him go wow. out one more time with the slideshows.
Wow.
Saying something. Now, we have a question for you because, you know, many people debate how effective some of the tools that are being recommended to save planet Earth are. For instance, these fluorescent light bulbs that we're supposed to be using. Are those good? Do those help you, or is that just a waste of our time?
That is like taking 400 billion cars off the road.
All right.
So we heard.
If you use one of those light bulbs.
All right, that brings us to our next question. It seems like the environmentalists are playing a little fast and loose with the statistics.
I'm sorry. How many cars do we have to take off the road to make you happy? What do you want? What do you want us to do?
I'm saying perhaps it's an exaggeration. If we use one light bulb, 40 billion cars are going to get taken off the freeways.
I'm saying you stack paper plates four deep just
That's
to
correct.
Have one sandwich.
That, I do that.
You're not the one I want to hear from,
okay,
Sonny
right.
Jim.
Sorry.
I know about you. I have my eye on you.
Really?
Yeah.
Did,
I've been
how
watching
does she
you.
Know? How does she know all this?
I'm Mother
this is unbelievable.
Earth.
You are, Mother Earth. All right. We're almost out of time, Mother Earth, but what about all the people who are predicting that the world as we know it will end in 2012? Is there anything to that?
No, I'm just trying to scare you. I'm
okay.
just playing around. But it's going. Don't get me wrong.
It's going.
Well, you will. I'll be here. You guys will be gone.
Right, but when?
It's so funny you talk about saving the Earth. I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
It's you people.
Right, but when, do you have an idea when?
What are you doing next Wednesday?
Oh, no, not next Wednesday.
I would change your plans, whatever they were. I would cancel them.
Oh, that's not good news.
Yeah.
Why are the birds so loud on Mother Earth?
Oh, I'm sorry. You want them dead, too? Would you like that? Would you like if all the birds were dead? Anything else we can do for you?
And where do they go when they die?
Anything you like? Garbage Hitler? That's what I'm going to call you from now on. Garbage Hitler.
Come on now. That seems a little harsh.
That's a nickname that's going to stick, too.
Well, happy Earth Day to you, Mother Earth. It's nice to talk to you.
Goodbye, garbage Dahmer. Goodbye, garbage Hitler.
Wow.
Ralph Garman is here right now with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday at 6:49. What's going on?
A little upset.
About?
Why? I don't know. I've heard a rumor that this is Paula Abdul's last season on American Idol.
Yeah. Oh, seriously?
Those rumors are starting to pick up, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is she quitting or they're letting her go?
I don't know whose idea it is.
I can't imagine she'd want to go.
She's been That's on the record saying it's her final season for American Idol.
Really? Hmm.
That means we get Horseface.
Hmm. I'm delighted with that, by the way.
Oh, come
what?
On. Horseface
is
a
showstopper. And yeah. not in a good way.
Paula's entertaining. Horseface is just bad.
But Paula, you never know if she's going to self-destruct.
I know. Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah, I'm so bored with her.
The reason that you're shaking up this whole competition is that you dare to dance in the path of greatness.
Come on. Who would say that with a straight face?
Well, yeah, that's an entertaining 5 seconds, but you have to listen to 5 minutes of that every night to get something like that.
It's better than Horseface, who just says the most inane, innocuous, "You are good, and you have talent." Really? Great. Thanks for all your insightful criticism. We appreciate it. And last night she said it was disco night. "You look like the guy from Saturday Night Live." And I'm thinking, oh, I bet she meant didn't. Saturday Night Fever, I'm guessing. Like the week when she said, this is like Studio 57 up in here. Like, oh, I bet you meant Studio 54, didn't you, sweetie? Oh, you're so cute. Why don't you, here, let me press this murder button for you. Let me take care of you.
Right, that murder button is taking off with Ralph, I'll tell you.
Horrible. Last night was disco night at American Idol, and
oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it was. And everyone took every song and tried to somehow change the arrangement so it did not sound like a disco song. As if
really?
That kind of defeats the whole purpose, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The gay Elvis impersonator, Adam Lambert, did If I Can't Have You. You know that from Saturday Night Fever soundtrack? If I can't have you, I don't want nobody.
Yes.
And made it like the longest, slowest ballad you had ever heard.
Wow.
If I can't have...
That sounds bad.
We'll see who gets voted off tonight. Chris Allen, Matt Gerard, and Alison Arahita are the bottom three according to DialIdol.com, which is the website that figures out these things. And so far, they've been right on this season. So I'm waiting to see which two people get booted off tonight. Because that's
could
how
Ryan
they
be
roll.
One of them?
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Ryan, we're going off the board tonight. You're going home. Just Simon just sends him out.
Did you see Vince Neil in the audience last night, Ralph?
I did.
Crazy some of the people who show up that you just like would never expect would be fans like Vince Neil and Katie Couric the week before.
Desk two seats down from Vince Neil, though, was Veronica Mars herself. Kristen Bell was in the audience.
They have to have kids, though, that
looking good. No, right? These were people sitting.
No, a lot of them don't. Yeah.
They're having cocktails and smoking. That's all they were doing. Britney Spears, speaking of cocktails and smoking, yesterday there was a hearing in court to keep the restraining order against her ex-manager, Sam Lutvi, away from her. Britney's dad, Jamie Spears, and his attorney, John Yeardley, have continuously... Britney Spears' dad claims that Sam and his attorney, this guy, have continuously harassed Britney.
Hmm.
The hearing will continue on April 28th to see if they can keep Sam away from Britney. I don't know why he's so eager to get back into her company, but it seems like you just move on at that point.
Yeah, sure does.
Yeah.
He leached off her for a while, it seemed like.
More celebrity legal news. Sacha Baron Cohen got some good news yesterday. He won yet another legal case in the Los Angeles Superior Court. A judge tossed out a case from a woman who claimed that Sacha, in his guise as Ali G, defamed her on his show on HBO. I don't know if you remember this case or not, but he was talking to Gore Vidal about amending the Constitution. And you know Ali G would have serious conversations with like political leaders and stuff.
Right.
But he would do it as a sort of a...
As a rapper?
As a white rapper from England.
Yes.
And he would talk about how... He would talk about the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, and said how it gets amended is one of the unique things about this document is that you can amend the document. And he started talking about this bitch that he used to date who would amend herself by shaving her privates and giving herself... highlights in her hair, but she was still the same woman when it was all said and done.
Right.
So he used a woman's name, and this woman sued him for using her name.
Was it her he was talking about, or just happened to be coincidence?
I think they dated sometime when he was a teenager or something, and he just plucked the name out to use, and so she took him to court for defaming her on his show. The judge said, and I can't believe someone still has this kind of clear thinking in America, but it was refreshing to hear, no one in his or her right mind could consider the show to be factual. And clearly the program is a spoof of serious interview programs.
Thank God.
Wow.
And he threw her case right out of court.
That's encouraging.
So is this. Pamela Anderson's looking to host her own cooking show.
What?
Yeah.
That's
television.
She sure eats.
Well, she's a vegan, Lisa, and she thinks that the American public needs a vegan cooking show to feature organic vegetarian foods cooked by bikini-clad women on the beach.
Well, okay. That would work.
That would be the plan.
That's the first cooking show I've ever showed any interest in. I think I might watch that.
And since most vegan food tastes like seaweed, it would be appropriately staged on the beach so they could have access to all fresh ingredients because they would just reach into the surf.
The beach seems like a bad place to cook.
Cook?
Sand everywhere. It just seems
doesn't
like
seem sanitary.
No, that would be bad.
Yeah. Especially if they shoot it here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You got like a syringe in your stew or like a sneaker in the soup. You don't want that. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Amber Heard's 23 years old today. She's a pretty young lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Chavo from System of a Down.
Glendale!
He's 35 years old today. Does Mike still work on the show?
He does not.
Okay.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan from Grey's Anatomy and also from The Watchmen. He was the comedian in that feature film. He's 43 years old today. Fletcher from Pennywise turns 43. Peter Frampton, legendary guitar god. He is 59. I wonder if he still sings with that tube. Remember Peter Frampton was like... he sings those songs and he sings into a tube.
I don't remember what that device was called that he used.
The singing tube.
It was the singing records. Tube. But it was something that he invented.
All right.
Which I think is interesting.
Do you feel?
That's how he sings.
Yeah.
John Waters, legendary film director, is 63 years old today. And Jack Nicholson. Well, how about that? I'm 72 years old today, and I still get more poon than you ever will.
That's true, unfortunately.
Happy birthday, King. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio. It's so exciting to have him back. William Shatner, ladies and gentlemen. Captain Kirk from the Star Trek TV series.
Thank you.
How are you today?
Thank you.
I'm terrific. How are you?
Bill, we have a new Star Trek...
Good. I'm good.
Good.
We have a new Star Trek movie coming out soon, as
yes,
you know.
We want to have a new Star Trek movie coming out. I don't have a Star Trek movie coming out.
You're not in the film. Anytime However, soon. You are still, even though you're not in this particular movie, you are still one of the world's most foremost authorities on all things Star Trek. You not only starred in the original series, you've written a dozen books on the series, you've done all of those movies, you've lectured around the world about the series. You are an expert on the show. Am I right about that?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. We would like to tap into that immense Star Trek knowledge and invite our listeners to call and try to stump you with Star Trek trivia at 1-800-520-1067. If they can do that, then they are in the drawing to win tickets to the world premiere of the new Star Trek film.
I mean, you've brought me here to talk about a movie that I'm not in.
That's correct.
Yes. And to give away tickets for that same movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Simply because I did a TV show 40 years ago.
Yes. And books and movies. Sure.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it.
Yeah. Right. So people can call now 1-800-520-1067 if you can stump William Shatner. Now, are you invited to the screening, Bill?
Actually, I have nothing but best of hopes for everyone involved.
Okay, good.
Uh-huh. Because my good friend Leonard, who of course played Spock.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
On the series.
Mm-hmm.
And the other films we made.
Right.
Is in the new film.
Right.
And so I want the film to do well for J.J. Abrams, who I think is a very talented guy.
Okay.
Very and for my friend Leonard Nimoy.
What was that?
Thank you, Leonard.
Is it a burn for you to have Spock asked to be in the new movie, but no Kirk?
No, because Spock is still alive in the Star Trek story.
Oh, I see.
Whereas my character, Captain James T. Kirk, the Starship Enterprise.
You're dead?
Has been killed.
I didn't think I knew that.
Yes. I don't think you knew that either. but it's true, whether you knew it or not.
All right. Kevin. Mm-hmm.
Okay, before we go to the phones to stump Bill
Shatner. I love horses.
Yes, you
okay,
do.
Thank you for that. Before we go to the phones, anything else you need to tell the callers about the kinds of questions you want or don't want?
Bring it. Bring it all.
Anything.
Oh, I can answer anything.
Okay.
How are we going to give away the tickets?
How many pair do we have?
Does everyone get a ticket?
How many pair of tickets do we have?
Does one person get a ticket? Do a pair of people get the tickets?
I think you stump Bill, you get to go, is what I think.
Wow. That sounds dangerous.
We have confidence
that sounds like a huge mistake.
We have confidence in you.
But it's your show. I'm just a guest.
Okay. All right. Let's play Stump Bill, shall we?
Can you stump William Shatner? Shatner. Can you stump Shatner? If you stump Shatner, you will go to the world premiere of Star Trek. Star Trek. And now say hello to the one, the only William Shatner. Can you stump him?
Wow.
Tremble before my encyclopedic knowledge of Star Trek.
All right. 1-800-520-1067.
The first time a computer ever did a jingle.
That's correct.
The future. We're living in the future.
Why don't we talk to Glenn in Altadena? He is on line 7 on the Kevin Abid Show. He is our first contestant to stump the captain. Hi, Glenn. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing
today? We are good.
Good. How are you, Glenn?
Good.
Stump the captain.
Okay. My question is, what is the name of the planet that Captain Kirk died on?
Ah, of course. Of course, I know this because I'm Captain Kirk.
You died there.
I died there.
Right?
My character, Captain Kirk, mm-hmm. died on
You'll
this
You'll never
planet.
Forget that.
I'll never forget the name of the planet.
And the name is?
Priceline.com.
It's not a, that's not a planet.
Planet Priceline.
That's not a planet.
Priceline.com. You get the best possible deal on hotels and travel. That's Priceline.com.
I don't know the answer to this question, but I guarantee it's not Priceline.com. What was the answer, Glenn?
The answer would be Viridian 3.
Does that ring a bell?
Bill? Meridian 3, you can get a great deal on Priceline.com. Hotels on Meridian 3. Yes.
Hold on, Glenn. Right. You won tickets.
Glenn will be on the red carpet of Star Trek at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. It's in theaters on May the 8th, by the way. All right, why don't we try, let's try Brian in Placentia. He's on line 3. Hey, Brian, you're on with Bill Shatner. Go ahead.
Hey, what was the original name for the Enterprise in Gene Roddenberry's original pitch?
Of course, Gene, a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Gene.
Right. Creator of the series, right?
Creator of the series. The original name of the starship mm-hmm. in Star Trek was the USS Yorktown.
Oh, that's right.
Wow. We're all shocked, actually.
I'm surprised that I knew that.
We're very surprised.
I love horses.
All right, Brian. Yes, you do.
I love to ride horses.
All right.
I have a
let's try,
horses.
Yes, you do. Let's try Jonathan in Beverly Hills on line 8 on the Kevin DeBean Show. Star Trek fan, I hope. John, you're on with Bill Shatner. Go ahead.
Hey, what is the name of the first man to travel faster than warp speed?
First man travel faster than warp speed.
Correct.
The first one.
Mm-hmm.
Not the second one.
The very first one.
First one was T.J. Hooker.
Nope.
That's you and another
Hooker.
That was another series
very
that you
fast
did.
Fast man, T.J. Hooker.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Nah, sorry. No. Zefram Cochrane.
Zefram Cochrane, of course.
Should have known that,
congratulations,
right?
You've won a pair of tickets.
All right.
Star Trek.
Way to go. All right, let's
T.J.
go to...
T.J. Hooker was fast, too, though.
Let's go to Mike at Huntington Beach. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Very good, thank you.
Very fast.
My question is, how old was Spock when they shipped him off in the capsule for his death?
How old was Spock?
Right. When they shipped him off in the capsule for his death.
When we shot him into the Genesis Project?
Yes.
I have never encountered a soul more human.
That is a line from the show, yes.
He was 407.
Wrong.
Oh. How old was he?
58. He looked 407.
So close, though. So close. All right, you won tickets. Hold on, Mike.
It's hard to judge how old Vulcan is.
Yeah, I guess. True. Because Vulcan don't crack, right.
Green don't crack.
Let's try Tom in Arcadia on line 6 on the Kevin DeBean Show. Hey, Tom, you're on with the captain. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going? The question is, where are the first 5 planets to join the Federation of Planets?
Ah, the first 5 planets to join the Federation of Planets. Where?
Yes.
In order of joining.
Whoa! I don't know why you would say that. All right, we got 2.
Venus. Jupiter. And Pluto, but it was later taken away because it wasn't a planet.
Is that accurate, Tom?
No, it's not.
Not accurate.
Damn.
Okay. What are the answers?
The answer is Earth, Vulcan, Teller, and Dorian, and Alpha Centauri.
All right.
Of course, Alpha Centauri.
Congratulations.
I banged a girl in that one.
I bet you did.
Smoking hot Alpha Centaurian named
All right.
Brandy.
You remember her well, huh?
I couldn't forget her. She had 7 vaginas.
Let's try Sam in HB online.
Get me busy
three
for a week. Thank you. I have a charity about horses.
You like horses.
I love horses.
All right, Sam, hi.
Hey, good morning.
Stump William.
In Star Trek III, the search for Spock.
Yes.
At the end of the movie, right after he kills Christopher Lloyd's character, he yells something and gets transported up to the Klingon ship. What is that?
Wow, I didn't even understand what he said.
Spock yelled something in Klingon before he got
No.
No, you, Captain Kirk,
yelled
something in Klingon to get transported up to the Klingon ship, pretending he was the Christopher Lloyd's character. What was that Klingon phrase?
Yes, I yelled...
Is that the answer?
It was close. It was Mach 2-2.
Yeah,
it was that close.
That was very close. Wow.
My Klingon's a little rusty.
I say we give that to Bill.
Give him tickets.
You won tickets. All right, congratulations. That's shocking that you knew that, Bill, from all those years ago that you made that movie. Wow. All right, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, I've got nothing but time.
Let's go to, is it Mari in Point Wanimi?
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mari?
Good. Nari.
Nari. Kobayashi Maru.
Hi. What's your question?
My question is, in what movie did William Riker and Deanna Troi get back together?
Oh, that's Star Trek The Next Generation. Right?
Right.
All right. Okay. Don't watch them. So much.
They're not you.
Not so much not into them.
Those aren't good?
Okay. I would say the movie was When Harry Met Sally.
I just hung up on him.
Oh.
Why?
Oh.
Doesn't he get to play?
I don't know the answer, so I thought you were giving the answer, so I just hung up and moved on.
No, he was saying it was that cast, but he was going to name the movie.
It was a different cast.
How about that?
Did another generation of Star Trek
hey,
with
sorry.
Those characters.
Sorry, Mary or Mari or whatever your name was.
Mari can call back, right?
Yeah, I apologize
no, you
for that.
Screwed him.
Let's do one more.
Let's do one more.
All right.
That was a bad taste in my mouth.
I'm sorry about that.
I don't want to go out on a bad note.
Dave, hi.
I love horses.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I had a question. What was Captain Kirk's name when he was turned into a Borg? I know it's not one of your classics, William, but it was a good one.
What is wrong with you? Whoa, what made you language. Think you could say that word?
How dare you, Dr. Captain Kirk, that way.
That's the best thing I ever heard.
Can you stump William Shatner? Shatner. Can you stump Shatner? Well, I hope you were able to stump Shatner, but what do I care? I'm a robot. Off.
My concern is the title fighting is not on point enough. I don't really get a feel for what the movie's about. It's so oblique. I can't tell what's going on in this film, Channing Tatum. What can you tell me?
Man, that's been the question, man. I think they should have been a little more focused with the name.
Yeah, it's too vague. Give us a hint, man. Don't make us guess. Come on.
You know, it's just a simple movie. I guess the title's simple enough, but it's just about a kid that comes up to New York to try to start over, really. You know, he's got a little bit of a dark past, and he gets sort of pulled into these underground sort of street fights.
Is he a fighter when he goes to New York?
No? Not at all. Not at all. Maybe he had a little bit of a wrestling background, but he's just selling stuff on the street off a blanket. You know, like you see all people selling CDs.
Right. But why doesn't he solve his, get out of his difficult problems with a dance off? I mean, isn't that the way to go? why didn't he step up, dude?
God? Is this God?
Nicely done.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
No, I've been laughing in there because I'm like, wait a minute. I would have loved to have heard that conversation when you're trying to sell the fact that you can just roll out of bed and
do it from home.
Yeah. It's like, pretty sweet, dude. It's pretty sweet.
I don't have to come in to do this job.
Yeah, that's true.
He's pretty good at it.
Deal. In his defense, he's pretty good at it. But that conversation was strange. Bean walked into the office and said, I'm moving. And you're like, all right, good enough.
They just said it. They said, yes, that easy? That's
pretty much.
He didn't ask. He just said, I'm moving. And then whatever you do, he said, is what you do.
I'm doing that on my next film. I'm going
to
be like,
there you go. Let them come to your house and film it if they want you. How about that? Huh?
Everything's CGI anyways nowadays. So.
I don't think you can do that as a movie star. I don't think that works quite that way.
I think soon enough, though, I think they're just going to do away with actors and there's just going to be voiceover. Everything's going to be
I think you're right. I think that's frightening. But I mean, they are getting to the point, Channing, no joke. I mean, you know more about the movies than I do. But honestly, couldn't they go into a studio and make something that looks exactly like you and have it be the best actor in the world or do whatever they wanted it to do in a movie in every single situation without you?
I would love that because I could drink beer and cheeseburgers all day. And, like, it would be great. But I think Jim Cameron has actually taken the first step out that door.
Is this the Avatar movie?
Yeah, the Avatar film. It's going to be nuts. Like, there's just entire CGI beings.
Really? Wow. So not even – so it's human actors with shoulder to shoulder.
Exactly.
Wow.
And so we'll see how it looks. But if there's anybody that's going to do it right, it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But fighting, now, right. So we don't have that. We don't have that budget.
Don't have that now.
Channing was telling us right before we went on the air that for a guy like him who loves UFC, for instance, and you say you've been a fan since way back, that this is like a dream come true, being able to be in a movie like this where you can actually get in there and hit a dude.
Yeah, you know, and you know what the outcome is. You know, you're like, I know you're not really trying to hurt me, but I get to go through all the it was about the realest I've ever even been in a fight. I mean, I've been in a couple scrapes, but these are 13-hour fights. You know, you can't...
13 hours.
13 hours.
That's brutal.
That's a long fight. One round or a lot of rounds for 13 hours?
Oh, God. It was just a lot of takes. So you're just sitting there and you're like, oh, God, we got to do it again. And it's not even the physical aspect of it. It's the emotional aspect. You got to sit there and be emotional. Like, you know, that rage every take, every single... You know, the fights can be interesting only if it has emotion in it.
Did you, when you did those scenes and you were emotional all day, you brought that anger all day, did you then kick puppies and push old women over on the way home?
Actually, someone could walk up to me on the street and hit me in the face.
Aren't you fighting a dude in 2-second bursts?
Yeah, you know, it's about 2 to 3. I mean, actually, what we tried to do on the film was try to do something a little different, you know, not be so choreographed and kind of go what we called improv fighting. We found out really early that real punches looked a lot better than looked a lot less real than fake punches.
Really?
You know?
Wait. Real punches look less real.
Yeah, because really? they happen so fast that the camera doesn't register it.
Oh, I see.
Your head can't, like, you don't see the head move, so it doesn't look like a hard punch.
Okay.
So the fake punches look a lot. Sorry, I'm moving. I'm actually doing the movie in here, like everybody can see me.
Movie in the studio.
but then, so what we did was we choreographed like two punches, and then we had another point to get to. And however we got to that point was just freestyle. And
just it
was
however you wanted to.
Yeah, us the wrestling and kind of however we got there. It was messy, pushing in the face, and just ugly, you know.
Now, let me ask you this, because in the movie, there's rich dudes who are betting on the outcome, just like a good old-fashioned Mississippi cockfight, right? I mean, you basically are the pawns in their game. Is that for reals? I mean, is that really going on somewhere? Is that something you guys made up for the movie?
No. Go on YouTube and look up Kimbo Slice and like felony fights, and I think there's probably 100 more. But you know, they're really betting money, you know, on those things, and it's brutal stuff. It's impressively brutal.
Is it a big problem, or is it just a small patchy thing where it's just a few people that kind of or is it a huge thing that's been boiling
online or in the movie?
No, online.
Online. Yeah. You know,
in real life.
I think probably it's been since the UFC started. I think it got bigger.
Yeah.
And then once YouTube sort of got bigger and I think they could see that they could have some sort of a, I don't know, a following. They started to blow up.
Are you going to go from the movie fighting into the real life world and start fighting?
Never.
No. Thought I'd ask. Sounds like you thought about it.
I'm just like, I like to act like I do things.
All right. Just check it.
It's so weird when you think about it. So there are guys out there who are making a living fighting. I mean, this isn't just amateur fighting. This is sidewalk fighting, right? I mean, this is warehouse fighting, and that's how they make their living.
Yeah. I mean, they, like, Kimbo walked out into, like, his backyard. Like, walked out of his house or pulled up in the back of some Florida backyard with the wood, you know, with the lattice fence or whatever.
Those YouTube videos of Kimbo Slice were scary.
Yeah. And, yeah. I mean, he's just beating the crap out of folks. He's just a big, huge,
there's no medical
boy.
People there. Nothing. They just throw down.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I just know he throws a good after party. That's what I know about Kimbo Slice.
That's true.
How do you know that?
Well, he was at the UFC fight that he lost. Do you remember that?
It's Elite XC, yeah.
Elite XC, sorry. And he lost the fight, and he was like, it's still good. We got to have an after party, right? He's saying on the microphone to the people.
I guess
it's
so.
It's almost like he didn't even care that he lost. He was only there because it was a party, and he just couldn't wait to hang with us. Here's Kimbo.
It's all good, man. We still going to have the after party.
It doesn't matter. Bring on the bitches. Come on. All right. We got to take a break. Channing Tatum is here. The film is called Fighting. It looks awesome. It opens up everywhere on Friday. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more fighting, a little bit more UFC, talk about a couple of the other things. Channing is going to have the biggest 2009. In fact, I almost guarantee this is the last time we'll ever get him on our show.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's going to be too big with some of the movies he's got coming out later on this year, too. So we'll talk about all of that with Channing when we return right after this on the World Famous Camera.
We're talking real money.
No, you're talking about money.
No, come on, John. What do you think? There's a trophy involved in all of this? Nobody cares about it. And if we lose, you know we get nothing. You get that, right?
You think I don't understand that I'm nothing? I'm nothing. I get it. I ain't worth nothing.
Nobody said anything like that. I mean, come on.
All I'm saying is I don't want to lose. That's all I'm saying is I don't want to lose.
I'm telling you, Sean.
Look, I know it sounds stupid to you. It's stupid. But that's what I don't want. I don't want to do it, so I won't.
Why don't you get in and fight, Terrence Howard? Why don't you get in there?
Hey, Mr. Overreaction.
Mr. Big
Mouth. I'm nothing.
F you. I'm the one fighting.
Dear God.
That was the one line.
You're just the money.
I'm nothing.
That is a scene from the new film called Fighting from Rogue Pictures that opens up everywhere on Friday. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now, and we're happy to say Channing Tatum, star of the movie, is in the film. By the way, speaking of Mr. Terrence Howard, I don't know if you've seen that they put the video up at TMZ.com. They shot on the streets of New York a couple of days ago, Channing. You know the one I'm talking about?
No.
Guy named Vladimir comes up, talks to you guys, and you're complaining to Terrence that he gets to do the cool shows like the Park West show, and you've got to do all the dorky white shows.
It's all like, good morning. Like, hi, how are you guys?
I just want to say, welcome to another dorky white show, Channing. Sorry to disappoint you. We got no color in the room, man, but I don't
know.
It's okay
someone
for
to my
you.
Left just said dome, so
she did.
We're pretty hip.
Lisa worked the word dome into her conversation during the break.
Don't forget, I'm from Englewood.
That's awesome.
Englewood?
Lisa's always up to no good.
So you were at the Chuck Liddell fight a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes, sir.
How was that?
Have you been to a lot of fights?
I have. Well, I haven't ever been to a UFC fight. I've been to a lot of Strike Force fights. And then when you're off on these locations, there's MMA fights, but they're not like big venues. You know?
Right.
But that was the first time I went to a UFC. It is out of control. It's like a WWF, but actually real.
You didn't see him, Bean, but Channing was jumping up and down like a little schoolgirl.
I was
genuinely so excited to be there.
You could have put a skirt on me and I'd have been right fitted in. I was, man. It's like to see those guys about to go into, you know, a cage and lock the door and, you know, and then fight. You know,
is there any part of you that, as a result of doing this movie and having a lot of training and learning a lot about fighting and how it works, is there any part of you that thought, even for a fleeting moment, I could totally do that?
You know, I think there's probably something in the back of every guy's head, maybe that, like, dumb ego thing that, sure, you know, after you have a few beers outside of a club, you think you're tough,
sure,
all of a sudden. But, you know, and then really, though, once you go in there and you train with somebody that really has been doing it for the rest of their, you know, their whole life, and that's what they do as their job, you realize real quick that, nah.
You realize how much you don't know.
Yeah. You're like, let me just stick that.
Let's redo that.
I guess you're right. I guess it's like anything else. I mean, there are a lot of guys sitting around on Sunday afternoon watching Tiger Woods make it look easy. That doesn't mean they can step out on the golf course the next day and hit a ball like he does. It's just, it's one thing to watch it. It's another thing to do it.
I thought I was pretty athletic, and then I went to Legends and I trained with Jeremy Williams. And within the first, he just was like, come on, we're going to roll around. And I knew nothing other than what I saw on TV.
Right.
And then after the first 2 minutes, you know, you realize that I'm wrestling and I have no objective here because I don't know anything.
Don't know what to do next.
And he's just waited till I got tired, and then he just laid on top of me, and I was like, okay, I'm tapping just because I'm so tired. I can't breathe.
Physically tap, but this is me telling you that I would tap if I had the energy.
Exactly.
It is the hardest 2 minutes in sports, isn't it?
I agree.
It's got to be.
Tell us about working with Kung Lee. That sounded like fun.
Yeah. I just went to San Jose and went to his gym. And you don't know training until you train with a world-class athlete. I mean, we did 2-a-days, like 3 hours a day, twice. And we'd wake up at 9, go to 12, go eat something, go back at 3 and work till 6.
But don't you, at like 2:30, just before 3, you go, you know what, I'm an actor. No. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, you know, but I think that's what made me probably go harder, because I was like, I gotta make up for being an actor. But when Kung Lee's standing across from me, you feel like, you know, you gotta make him proud. You're like, you know, you shouldn't be like, I gotta do good.
You don't wanna waste the dude's time,
yeah,
too,
exactly,
because he's the real deal.
Totally. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Fighting comes out Friday. We mentioned that. And I also said right before the break, Channing, that I doubt you'll ever talk to us again because you'll be too big a star after this year. What kind of year is 2009 when you've got the Johnny Depp, Christian Bale, Public Enemies movie that you're in, and you're also in G.I. Joe, both coming out this summer? Does that blow your mind that that's what's coming up?
You know, it is a little crazy. I mean, I have a small part in the Johnny Depp, Christian Bale film.
Well, don't tell
Michael
people
Mann
that.
Film. Sorry, I'm forgetting.
Don't tell people that.
I have to, because I don't want everybody okay. being like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be in that movie. And then they blink and they miss me and they're like, I thought he was in the film.
Yeah.
But you're in it, dude. That's the important
thing. Yeah, you know, but to get to being a Michael Mann film is like one of my biggest dreams. He's like one of my favorite filmmakers of all time. And to go and I show up and him, like, he meets me in the hair, like I guess trailer. He helps them cut my wig and picks out my tie.
Wow.
Goes and helps me shoot a Tommy gun and then points across the orchard and tells me to run. I was like, great, how fast? And he was like, fast as you can, and action. And I just did it, and that's all we did all
that.
Day. It was great.
I can
so
do
you're,
that.
So you're a gangster.
I play Pretty Boy Floyd with a gun. I play Pretty Boy Floyd.
Oh, you're Pretty Boy Floyd. Yeah. That's so awesome.
So big character in history. I love the Depression era, so I'm a big fan of that whole time.
Well, you're about to experience it again soon, so congratulations. The good news is it's coming back. All right, and how about G.I. Joe? Who are you in that?
I play Duke, man.
Oh, it's, Duke is the man.
Yeah, man. It's the craziest thing to try to talk about because I played with him, and I know I'm not just saying that for publicity's sake. I mean, I wanted to be Snake Eyes. That was the first thing I asked. I was like, who's playing Snake? I want to play him. And they got Ray Park that played Darth Maul. Ray Park played
Darth Maul, right?
Oh, okay.
Darth Maul in the new Star Wars. And the guy might be one of the most amazing martial artists ever. But play Duke, and it's just a huge ride. You know, we bring down the Eiffel Tower, where the whole huge action sequence is on foot, and that's all I'll say.
Is this Michael Bay? Is he the one who did the G.I. Joe?
No, Stephen Sommers.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
They did Transformers.
That's right, yeah.
Wow. So you have to, you're playing somebody that you played with as an action figure when you were a little kid.
Yeah, it's really strange.
Wow, are they making new G.I. Joes for this movie to resemble the actors who played them in this film?
Begrudgingly, they are, because all my friends are going to do horrible things to my head.
Yes, they are. There's going to be a new Duke, and it's going to look like you.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Hey, guess what I just did to Duke?
Yeah. Your friends are going to call.
I'm going to come out. I'm going to come out. There's going to be weird voodoo things on my car, like really obscene things with Barbie, probably.
Hopefully. That's not too bad.
Well, Bede said that you're never going to come back. I would like to get a promise out of you now that in the run-up to G.I. Joe that you'll come back then in
promise.
August or whenever.
Absolutely promise. Y'all are a lot of fun.
Wow.
You'll
come in? We got it on tape.
Right. Yeah, as long as you don't hit me in the dome too many times on the way out of here.
I she can't stop it, man. She's got fists of fury. Doesn't she can even control those things?
She would.
All right. The film is called Fighting. It looks outstanding. The great Terrence Howard is in it. Our friend Channing Tatum co-stars as well. It opens everywhere on Friday, and we will see you again in August. Thanks so much for stopping by the Kevin and Bean Show today. We enjoyed
it. Thank you, guys. It's been fun.
I know that Miss Cleo was trying to have sex with Channing Tatum. Was Lisa already also trying to get some of that, too? And was
Pretty
he
much.
Able to accomplish
well,
both before he left?
You know.
I just heard Lisa was talking in-depth MMA boxing references.
She worked
I knew that was the way into his heart.
She worked in getting hit in the dome.
There are many shots to the dome.
That's
when that sport that you talk of.
All right.
And Pete said, oh, Duke, he's the man. Love G.I. Joe.
No, I didn't say I love G.I. Joe.
There's no way Bean has any idea who Duke from G.I. Joe is.
I know
enough. I guarantee you, $1 million Bean has never seen Duke on G.I. Joe.
I know enough from what I've read leading up to this movie that Duke is the star.
He knows all about Barbie, though, which he played with as a kid.
I'm sure he does.
All right, let's talk.
Ken is the man.
Let's talk about Depeche Mode. They're
no, let's not. Let's talk about that at the end of Ralph Showbiz Beat. Because Ralph's got something special for you this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hold on to that then.
Yeah, I've got tickets to give away to the world premiere, the red carpet world premiere of Star Trek, the new feature film by J.J. Abrams. He is rebooting the entire Star Trek franchise. It's a brand new cast with all the original characters returning, Spock and Kirk, Sulu, Scotty, Bones, Chekhov. Everybody returns. I can't wait to see this movie. Get a lot of attention from this giveaway we're doing with the tickets.
A lot of attention.
A lot of emails. A lot of people who are panicked, who are desperate to go. So I can ask pretty much any trivia question I want.
You've been asking really difficult ones, and they come right with the answer.
In a heartbeat, yeah. They have them. So this is the 11th Star Trek movie, by the way. Do you know that?
No.
One of the biggest franchises in movie history.
Yeah, Star I can't Trek think of... films. Off the top of my head, any franchise that has that many, come to think of it.
Bond has well over this.
Yeah,
twice,
there you
twice
go.
That.
Bond, yeah.
But if you are a Star Trek fan, this should be easy for you. All you need to do, for me, is to name the other 10 Star Trek movies.
All 10.
What?
Booyah!
So 10 of them.
Wow. 10 of them. In rapid order. Knock them out. 10. All 10 Star Trek movies. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. And if you can knock out all 10... If you're one of the three people, I got three pairs of tickets to give away. Three people can win. 1-800-520-1067.
And to clarify, Ralph, you can't say Star Trek 4. You have to say Star Trek 4 and then the name that they gave to that movie.
Say Star Trek 1, Star Trek 2, Star Trek 3, Star Trek 4. BS, no. Okay. They all have titles. They all have names. What are they?
I can name one of them.
Can you?
Yeah. Is that enough?
You're good.
Ooh, fat, sarcastic Star Trek fan. You must be a devil with the ladies.
Rough start, good drop.
Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl is a daddy again. His wife, Jordan, gave birth Friday to their second child, a daughter they named Harper.
He's a fag.
I don't think.
I'm going to come at Dave like that.
How dare you?
Harper's an adorable name for a girl, by the way.
It is.
I think it's really cute. Harper and Violet now are their are two baby girls. And Dave says she is loud. That's how he describes his new baby. How's the baby? She's loud.
He's loud as well. So
that's true.
You got that.
He seems like he would be the most fun dad in the world. Dave Grohl.
Yeah, he does.
Just seems like he enjoys life, you know?
Dave says the timing's good. Foods are taking a break for a while, so a good chance to stay home and get to know his new baby. So congratulations to that couple.
Hey, check out that flaming queen.
Very very heterosexual.
Come on,
Grohl. The most heterosexual.
Oasis fans are not happy. Noel Gallagher has just announced that once the band's current tour is finished, he's going to do his first solo album.
Blah, blah, blah.
And he's got a bunch of other stuff in the works, and he said there won't be a new Oasis album for at least 5 years.
So, no.
You look for New Oasis around 2014. Yeah, if you're a fan.
I don't really believe anything he says. Because he mouths off all the time about everything.
Wow.
Noel does?
You can come at Noel like that, man. Nah,
those two both, they just mouth off about how the band's going to end and blah, 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 blah.
Universal's announced, Universal's announced they're doing a feature film based on the lives and career of Milli Vanilli.
That would be fascinating.
Are they out of people to do biopics about? They're down to Milli Vanilli on the list? They that jump right past Conway Twitty and just went to Milli Vanilli?
That is a bizarre story.
It is, but do you want to see a two-hour motion picture made of it?
No, I don't.
That's true. They do have the happy ending.
They have the death, yeah.
When Milli and or Vanilli dies, that's good news, I suppose. You can never tell which.
Ruff, were you on the show when either Milli or Vanilli showed up in the lobby one day?
I was not.
That was
And we had him come in on the show? I don't think we
Was he working
had it...
down the lobby? Was he washing windows or selling
no.
papers?
What was the story, Kevin? I don't think we had scheduled him as a guest or anything. He was just out there one day.
Just showed up, and we were like, Milli or Vanilli is in the lobby. Well, what do we do with that?
So he came in, we had him in, and we talked to him on the air. It was just weird.
Milli and or Vanilli.
What do you have to say? I'm sad. I shouldn't have pretended I could sing when I couldn't?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. He felt bad.
Sucks being us?
I think, if I remember correctly, and I'm a little fuzzy on it, but I think his deal was it really sucked because we actually were pretty talented musicians, but nobody would ever give us a chance after that because we, you know, deceived the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you hear the stuff they did after the big controversy blew over when they tried to have a legitimate career by recording their own music?
After they took their Grammy away?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not so much. Not good.
Not good.
Yeah. Not good music.
But at least they were a-holes when they were faking it.
That's
at least
true.
That happened.
At least
they were complete
arrogant
a-holes.
And pushy and don't you know who I am and all over the place.
Very much so.
Yeah, good for them.
All right. We have a winner, believe it or not.
All right. Trekkers. They don't like to be called Trekkies, by the way. Keep that in mind, Kevin.
What?
Trekkers. They don't like to be called Trekkies. Don't do that.
Trekkers is fine.
Trekkers is the
Trekkies
preferred,
not okay?
Is the preferred nomenclature.
All right. Hey, Christian.
Hey, how's it going?
Are you a Trekkie?
Stop.
I am a Trekker.
You're a Trekker.
Oh, sorry, there you
that's
go.
Right. All right. It's your turn, Christian. Knock them out. 10 Star Trek movies.
All right. We got Star Trek The Motion Picture. We got 2, The Wrath of Khan.
Boom.
3, The Search for Spock.
Right.
4, The Voyage Home.
Yes.
5, The Final Frontier.
Mm-hmm.
6, The Undiscovered Country.
Correct.
Star Trek Generations.
Yes.
Star Trek First Contact.
Yes.
Star Trek Insurrection.
Yes.
And Star Trek Nemesis.
Oh! I just had a nerdgasm.
It was awesome.
Congratulations, Christian. You are going to the red carpet world premiere of Star Trek.
Awesome.
Hold on. We'll give you all the details. And for those of you who don't win... Of course, Star Trek will be in theaters on May 8th. You can check it
Lucas
out.
Lucas in Pasadena and Peter in El Monte also got it.
George Lucas, I bet.
Not George Lucas.
Oh.
No woman in the world, given all the time in the world, could come up with all the titles for those movies.
Awesome.
You know the one that I thought I knew?
Right.
Wrong. Not right.
I wish we could have asked you without ruining the contest beforehand. That would have been so
you
funny.
You should have known you could
what
ask me.
What did you think you knew?
The Search for God, I thought, was one of them. Which one was The Search for God?
That was 6.
That
was Undiscovered Country.
Undiscovered.
Yeah. Oh, that was, but it was terrible. It was known as The Search for God movie. You're
it was
right
a
about
terrible
that.
Terrible movie.
It was not good, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Final Frontier.
Final Frontier.
That was the God one.
Well, yeah.
That was the one that Bill Shatner wrote, if I remember.
Directed. Correctly. He directed that one. Mm.
Let's stop trying.
But the first one's kind of like a search for God, too.
Is it?
Because V'ger, the spacecraft, comes back to Earth looking for its creator.
All I remember is
very
one
allegorical.
Of them, there was funny ones, and there had something to do with whales on Earth. That's all I remember.
That's the Voyage Home. That's,
okay.
That's the best one,
yeah.
By a lot of people's opinion. Search for Spock's good, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Con!
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Amber Heard is 23 years old. Talented actress and model, Jeffrey Dean Morgan from Grey's Anatomy. And The Watchmen turns 43. Fletcher from Pennywise is also 43 years old today. Peter Frampton, legendary guitar player, singer-songwriter, is 59. John Waters is 63. And Jack Nicholson, 72 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, if you're calling because you know all 10 of the Star Trek movies, we're going to ask to clear the lines.
We've already got our winners.
We are going to play a new game coming up next, and it's not going to be good.
It is going to be good.
You're wrong! I'm giving you that warning up front. But if you're a Depeche Mode fan, give us a call now at 1-800-520-1067.
This is for the Depeche Mode tickets for the Jimmy Kimmel event, right?
That's
on
correct.
Hollywood Boulevard.
Live performance tomorrow night on Hollywood Boulevard.
The VIP seats,
that's
right?
That's correct.
This
yes.
is going to be cool. So
yes, it is.
You have to be a real Depeche Mode fan to play this game, is what we're saying. Right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll take your calls.
Yes. All right, listen.
Yes.
Yes.
By the way, I love that we're playing a Dramarama song on Earth Day. That's the only band that's ever done a song about Earth Day, but that's not the one we're playing. That's what I love about K-Rock. That's good timing right there.
We're very sensitive to that.
Sure.
Let's talk about the Depeche Mode tickets we have. They're going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. They're going to be playing live on Hollywood Boulevard tomorrow night.
Right.
We have tickets for you. So we've done a lot of games on K-Rock, and we've kicked around a lot of bad ideas. This one stuck, though. Psycho Mike yesterday said, why don't we do a game for Depeche Mode hosted by Joe Pesci, and we could call it Depeche Mode.
And I appreciate that, because I needed to work, and I appreciate that, Psycho Mike. Thank you, because I need to work, because I'm not working too much these days.
Joe Pesci, do you feel that anyone listening to our show even knows who you are anymore? I mean, was it
your... Yes, smartass, I think they do know who I am. How about
that? Your heyday back in the days of like Casino and Goodfellas and those movies from way back?
Those are films that sometimes are called classics, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
And don't forget Gone Fishing with Danny Glover.
That's my point. What's the tie-in is just, Mike, the tie-in was just that his last name is Pesci and it sort of sounds like Depeche?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think the Depeche Mode song may have been played in one of the Lethal Weapon movies I was in.
Okay, so...
They screw you at the drive-thru.
So Joe Pesci is going to host our game about Depeche Mode.
But wait, it gets better.
It gets better, though, because that wasn't bad enough. So I believe Ralph is the one who came up with the idea. We should do Depeche a la mode, in which Joe Pesci asks questions of the Depeche Mode fans about ice cream.
I love ice cream. I don't know much about Depeche Mode, but I love ice cream.
Okay. All right. But wait, why would Depeche Mode fans know anything about ice cream, Joe?
Aha! Uh-huh. That's the question that you got to ask yourself.
Okay, so we're not going to ask him questions about Depeche Mode. You're going to ask them questions.
That's what they would think.
Correct.
That'd be too easy. They would see that coming.
I see.
This way, we throw them for a loop.
Okay.
See who really wants to go to this show or not.
But what if they really want to go, but they don't know about ice cream?
That's too effing bad for them.
It's a terrible idea.
Screw them. Who doesn't like ice cream?
All right.
If they don't like ice cream, then screw them. They're not American. They're communists.
All right.
Boom. 22 back in the head.
Let's give this a try. 1-800-520-1067. If you want to play Depeche a la mode.
Oh, where you want to go see Depeche Mode on Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Depeche a la mode. Depeche a la mode.
Joe Pesci's going to ask you questions about ice cream.
Depeche a la mode. Depeche a la mode.
Oh, when you think we can't get any worse, we do stuff like this.
Depeche a la mode. Depeche a la mode.
Wow.
I don't think I like the tone of his voice he does this thing with.
Wow.
I don't like to say it's the worst thing.
Well, it's...
I've heard a lot of worse things you guys have done.
This is a stretch, though.
Hey, Spider, get me some coffee. Spider, put some coffee over here.
All right, let's give this a try with contestant number one, Mr. Pesci. Natalie is on the line from Montebello. She's on line one, and she's ready to play Pesci a la mode.
Hey, Pesci a la mode.
All right, Natalie, you ready for your question?
I'm ready.
Natalie, you the Pesci mode fan?
Yes, I am.
This is not going to help you at all in this question.
Great.
Although this premium ice cream is meant to sound Scandinavian, it was really made by a Polish guy in the Bronx in 1961. It's the kind of ice cream that the name of it is meant to sound Scandinavian. Famous ice cream, you broad.
It's not a flavor, it's a brand.
It's a brand.
The brand of ice cream, yeah.
Haagen-Dazs.
There you go.
See how well this
See
is working?
See how easy it is? Everybody was worried.
All right. Now, is she in? Is she going? Or are we having a drawing? What are we doing? What do we decide on
Let's
that?
Find out how it goes. Let's put her in the drawing.
I'll put her in the drawing.
Okay.
And then if it goes poorly, we'll just end up giving her tickets.
Right.
Because we won't have enough winners.
That sounds good.
Ryan in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Ryan.
Neapolitan ice cream refers to a block of ice cream composed of layers of what three different flavors?
Chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla.
See how easy this is?
Look at that.
Yeah,
how about that?
Look at all you people who are worried.
All right, you're in the
drawing. But, Joe, I have to ask again, what does that have to do with Depeche Mode, the fact that he knows about Neapolitan ice cream?
Listen, you Stugatz, it's got nothing to do with it. Don't you understand it?
It's Depeche a la mode. That's the game.
Funny how? How am I funny to you?
Depeche a la mode.
Let's go to
Nobody
Erica.
Said I'm a funny guy Erica. Yet. How come I'm doing his voice for 10 minutes? Not one of you said, you know what, Joe? You're a funny guy.
You know what, Joe? You're a funny guy.
I'm funny? Funny yeah. how? How am I funny to you? Yeah. Like a clown? Like a freaking clown for your amusement? I'm funny?
Joe, what do you have over there in that duffel bag?
Oh, wow. God. All right, let's move on with the game.
Wow. Erica in Burbank.
Yeah, Erica.
Hi, guys. Hi there.
Hello.
Listen up, Erica. In 1939, the world's first soft-serve ice cream machine was used in what royal-sounding ice cream store? Soft-serve ice cream. What store with a royal name? Holy Christ, are you dense?
It's up to you now, Erica.
Let's see.
Soft serve.
I have no idea.
Royal sounding.
You're going to kick yourself in the ass when I tell you. It's Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
Oh.
Yeah, kick yourself in the ass, please.
Okay.
Thank you, Erica. Let's go to...
Depeche Mode fans are dumb.
Maria. Well, you're not asking them about Depeche Mode.
But it's a simple question, Dairy Queen.
All right, Maria in Chino Hills.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Maria.
Yes.
Are you a nice Italian girl?
Yes.
All right, good. Italian ice cream has a higher density and lower butter fat. What is it called? Italian ice cream. It's got a name. An Italian name. It's different.
Oh, my gosh.
Maria did not expect to wake up today and talk to the great Joe Pesci from the Home Alone movies. I'll tell you that. About ice cream.
I love you, Joe Pesci.
Thank you. I love you, too. But what's Italian ice cream called?
Gosh. Wait. Give me a second. It is...
Gotta move on.
Oh,
sorry.
Maria.
Hi, thanks.
It's called gelato.
Gelato.
Maria.
Gelato is the name of it.
Depeche a la mode.
All right, thank you for the
All
call.
Right, so far it's Natalie and Ryan. Let's see what Adrian and Chino's got for us on line 5. Adrian, hi, you're on with the great Joe Pesci.
Hi, Joe Pesci.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
In 1987, this Vermont ice cream company created a flavor to honor the Grateful Dead's lead singer.
Ben and Jerry?
That's
correct.
Right.
Nicely done.
Cherry Garcia.
Jerry Garcia, that's right.
Hate that. Blows that flavor.
All right, congratulations. Hang on. You are either in the drawing or you've already won. We don't know yet. Steve is in Tustin. He's on line 6 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Depeche a la mode.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
How you doing, Stevie? Listen, the first ice cream novelty bar was made in 1919. It was called the Ice Cream Bar. Get it? Ice cream? But they changed its name to something more familiar that sounds like you make it with whale blubber in an igloo.
A lot of clues there.
Whale blubber and an igloo.
Sounds like.
Yeah, the name sounds like you do that with this thing when they change the name to this. It's a famous ice cream bar. It's like a thing you eat with in your hand.
Popsicle?
Nah, it makes no sense whatsoever. Nah, the Eskimo pie.
Oh.
Eskimo pie.
All right.
Because those Eskimos, that's what they do. They eat whale blubber.
Sure, yeah. All right, one more, Mr.
Freaking
Pesci.
Eskimos?
It's going to be Rick in Riverside on line 7. Hey, Rick, you're our final contestant for something called Depeche a la mode.
Depeche a la mode.
All right, here's your question. This ice cream store is known for their 31 flavors, one for each day of the month.
Baskin-Robbins?
Baskin-Robbins is it.
Nicely
That's
done.
Right.
All right, so now we have four
winners.
What happens
if it's February, though? It's only 28 flavors. How do they work that out?
I think they still keep 31 up their own.
I'm just saying, it doesn't make any sense. I'm confused. The guy should be whacked.
So you're telling me that we have four contestants, yet only three sets of tickets, so someone loses, is what you're
saying.
Someone endured this awful game, yet they still don't get to go.
See, I would have stopped after we had three winners, but that's me.
That would make sense.
I'm not in charge of things.
You are a radio veteran, though. You should know that.
Who's the one who kept saying, let's go to another caller?
Let's
Who's
try.
That guy?
Let's pick the loser.
Yes, instead of picking three winners, let's pick the loser.
Oh, okay. That sucks.
It'll take less time.
You guys are the worst.
All right. Adrian and Chino, you lose.
Oh, good. Sorry. Nice. We got big music for him and a cheer and everything.
That's
Adrian
what this game needed was a loser.
I don't see.
We're not even a guy named Adrian.
Adrian was on there.
It's not even a guy named Adrian.
There's a Natalie, there's a Ryan, there's a Chris, and there's Rick.
Oh, here we go.
But we're telling you.
You stupid broad. What the hell are you doing? As if this thing wasn't rough enough. You got to do this to us.
Lisa, pick only from the people who have qualified.
Do you see the people on the line?
You got one goddamn job to do, lady. You just got to write the names down of the people we win.
The winners are Natalie.
We don't want the...
I'm going to tell you the winners. Natalie, Rick, and Ryan.
All right, so Chris...
So Chris from Chino.
Is the loser.
Right. But at least to add insult to injury, we called him by the wrong name when he lost.
Congratulations, Chris, for losing. Thank you for playing.
Oh, where you want to go see Depeche Mode on Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Depeche Alamode. Depeche Alamode.
Joe Pesci's going to ask you questions about ice cream.
Depeche Alamode. Depeche Alamode.
Oh, when you think we can't get any worse, we do stuff like this.
Depeche Alamode. Depeche Alamode.
Take a look at some of the email you send in. I don't like the subject line of this one, Kevin. I owe my company $1,300 because of you,
is what
it says.
What?
So I was going through all the clips on the KROQ.com webpage and looking at the sounds, as I always do every Monday, and I go to the one that you guys put up about the guys that make love to their automobiles. At the same time, that was My Lover, My Car, right? The video that you reviewed for us. At the same time, I was also drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper, which is my drink of choice. As I get to the point where the guy was talking about the part of the car he likes the best.
Yes.
I could no longer contain said Diet Pepper in my mouth and subsequently sprayed it all across my laptop, monitor, keyboard, mouse, and scanner. Apparently, Kevin B, these parts do not like Dr. Pepper quite as much as I do, as both the laptop and the monitor started smoking and buzzing, and the keyboard, mouse, and scanner no longer work at all. I now owe my company $1,298.37 thanks to your BS clip. P.S., please send more, says Eric.
I would like to, but our company won't allow it.
So there you go. So that's a good use of company time and resources right there.
Dear Kevin and Bean, subject line is wow. If you haven't already done it, you need to go to What Would Tyler Durden Do and see the pictures of Jessica Biel in her new movie. She plays a stripper. It's amazing.
Powder Blue
is the name of the movie. Yes.
That's good times. By the way, speaking of the beautiful Jessica Biel, you saw her at the Laker game last night, Michael?
Yeah, so she shows up with Justin, of course. Mm-hmm. And you know how they have at sporting events, they like Kiss Me Cam?
Sure.
Well, they'll put up Kiss Me and they'll show different couples and everybody cheers and hopes they kiss. Well, they show about five couples, then they get to Justin and Jessica and the crowd goes crazy. He kind of sits there patiently for a second and then leaps out of his chair and practically rapes her on camera to the thunderous cheers from the crowd.
Everybody's going crazy.
He's like dry humping her and licking her face and just she's all kind of embarrassed.
That's the best.
It was awesome.
He should take every opportunity to do that.
Exactly. He's like, look at my broad. Right. What do I have a responsibility.
That's right.
He did the right thing. That is so awesome that he is goofing off for the camera, though. I love that. Here's a funny email. Hey, Kevin and Bean, you guys may remember me from the days of Kevin and Bean Day at Dodger Stadium. My name is Jane Biondi.
Oh, yes.
I was your host for that event. Well, I no longer work for the Dodgers, but I keep hearing from friends and many others that Tommy Lasorda made a shout out to me on the air the other day.
Don't forget, say hello to Jane Biondi.
He did say that, yeah.
I also hear now that some of your listeners are calling in and adding on.
Say hi to Jane for me.
It has turned into something bigger than itself.
I have not been able to hear any of this myself, but I wanted to say I appreciate all the love. Hope all is well, Jade.
That's
so
awesome.
She has become a legendary figure in Southern California radio, thanks to the great Tommy Lasorda.
She's getting the message. And Psycho Mike, you have a disturbing email, a funny email. What is this? This is Doto?
This came to being earlier this morning from a certain KROQ listener named Doto.
All right.
Now, last time we talked to him, he was... He had a relationship brewing.
Yes,
remember?
He had
a girlfriend.
He said he had a girlfriend.
Well, then, this is even more disturbing. Bean! Okay. They're an issue.
By the way, he always writes to Bean.
Yes.
Because
everyone.
It's kindred spirit. They're crazy. He's crazy.
Us.
All right, go ahead.
Bean, they're an issue.
They're an issue.
If someone file false allegation and issue restraining order on me.
Oh, no.
Then there is way fight it, right?
Oh, no.
Allegations not always true. People can file allegation, just get other person in trouble, yes?
Oh, no.
Could I threaten that person life?
And no!
Make it,
okay.
And
why
make
does it
always
very
go there? Clear if they file false restraining order against me, I will take their life?
Is it
what
a false?
Are you kidding?
Is it a false restraining order if he's going to threaten their life?
Could I threaten that person life? Make it very clear.
All right.
You file false restraining order against me, I will take their life. Either I will do or I will hire Hitman to wipe him and husband up.
All right, listen. Him what? And husband. Oh, no.
Because in our society today, money talks. That may get rid of problem yes bean dough.
So how dare you suggest I'm dangerous and wow. try to put a restraining order on me? You say that again, I will kill you.
Oh, now, my.
He's written us disturbing emails before. In our defense, we've called him, and he's like, oh, no, I was just making it up. I was angry at the time, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about this email right here, Joe. I was just playing around.
Yeah, he has actually never heard of lie, but it is interesting how his first thought is always, that guy said something I don't like. I will kill him.
Wow. Well, we need to get him on the horn.
Yes, we do.
Got to get him on the blower.
Hopefully. He's in China.
Yeah, he's China right now.
He's China. I emailed him right away.
China has phones?
We have to talk
not
to you.
I know. To him.
He's slow. You know that. But we will definitely keep you posted. Doe's the best. So actress Amber Tamblyn is too busy filming The Unusuals to promote The Unusuals. That's what we just found out from getting her on the set, right?
But right now, yeah. Yes. Apparently they were yelling at her.
Hang up on Kevin and Bean. Come shoot a scene.
She made the right call on that
so
one.
So we'll try to reschedule. Ralph's coming up with the Showbiz Bean in just a couple of minutes. And by the way, speaking of actresses, how about Ali Larter, who's going to be joining us on Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde this afternoon, just after 5 o'clock. We'll be talking to her about Heroes and her new film that comes out this weekend, too.
So, you know, I love the documentaries about crazy people.
Oh, yeah.
We've looked at My Lover, My Car. Well, really only part of that. Because it was turned down by our company, so we had to put that online.
It's too racy.
We looked at My Fake Baby. Now we have Guys and Dolls. Bean, what was the movie that just came out recently about the guy who had a relationship?
Lars and the Real Girl.
Lars and the Real Girl. Yeah.
Great movie.
I went and saw that movie, and I thought, who could have ever thought this up?
This is a guy, for folks who didn't see it, it's a fantastic movie about a dude who buys one of those inflatable dolls, one of those sex dolls, although his was a little bit of higher quality one, and he doesn't use it for sex at all. He has a completely chaste what he thinks is a relationship. He falls in love with and treats this doll like a real person. You thought that was far-fetched, something they just did for the movie.
All of his friends had to act like it was a real person, yep. The whole deal. And I thought, that is so out there. I wonder how somebody thought of that. Well, there's a documentary about Guys and Dolls. That's the name of it, Guys and Dolls, that have relationships with these dolls.
So they didn't make it up.
They did
it
not.
It really
these
happens.
People actually exist.
Ugh. Don't knock it till you try. I mean, I have never heard of anything like this.
And when it starts with the weird, creepy children's Carney music, you know that it's about to feature something really weird.
There are now 3,000 real dolls across the world, providing some owners with the love and companionship that real women cannot.
Not to give anything away about who has the real dolls, but they provide love that real women cannot.
Or will not.
Will not.
Or will not, yeah.
They can, they just won't.
So they talk to this dude who has a real doll. These real dolls are the sex dolls, but I think they're thousands of dollars. I mean,
yeah.
Very realistic,
yeah,
but still dolls.
Yeah, you can get those, yeah.
So this guy is explaining the problem that his father has with his relationship with this doll.
I think the thing my father finds really difficult about my relationship with Shichan.
Shichan is the name that he has given the doll.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the fact that she's not alive. You know, she's not a human being.
There is that. Yeah.
This is what I'm saying.
It's not alive.
This is the problem with parents, is they just complain, complain, complain. Be happy that your son found someone, Dad. Why nitpick because it's not the woman you would have chosen?
I think the problem, I'm not sure, but I think the problem he has is that she's not alive. I think
now, what does he do with her? Does he take her out on dates and stuff?
Oh, yeah. He takes her out on dates. He has a full relationship with her, including physical.
Kissing her is really interesting because real dolls have mouths that open, and she actually has a removable tongue.
Okay. She
really?
Has a removable tongue. Oh,
another reason that real dolls are better than real women.
Only one, you ask?
This is one of three tongues that Shichan actually has. There's another one that's curved, but they're kind of fun.
Okay. And I know we can't talk about this too
they're
much.
They're kind of fun.
But are they flexible, these tongues?
Yes.
Huh.
You know, another question we ask with every one of the documentaries that Kevin brings in, and I love them too, is how do they find people who are willing to go on camera and expose themselves as being those people?
I don't know.
Yeah, good question.
How did this guy's relationship start with Shichan?
When she first came into my life, it was sex, 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 sex. And now it's just tapered off to the where it's just like we're just there for each other. We're always there for each other.
Dude, it works for that way in fake life, too?
I know.
How about that?
Look
Come
at that.
On.
What's the point?
And then another guy, they interview another guy who has a real doll, and he says that they do have some limitations.
She just lies there. They're very static. They just don't react at all. But if you don't mind that, they're good fun.
They're good fun, yeah. If you don't mind the fact that they don't move, they're good fun.
Again, just like real life.
So this guy holds up a Polaroid of him and his ex, mm-hmm. real doll, and talks about how she took the picture before she left, as if she had some will of her own.
Right.
This is Patricia. This is a girl I had living with me about 10 years ago. And she took this about a week or 2 weeks before she left. And look at the date. It's like November 19th, so she left about 2 weeks later. Which was really kind of cool because it saved me from buying a lot of Christmas presents.
Oh, wow.
So she left.
She left. But
how
it was
did
good,
she do that?
But it was good timing because it saved him money that he was going to spend on Christmas presents for a doll.
Because the plastic would have been very hurt if she didn't get anything for Christmas. Did he explain how she left? Did she sprout wings and fly away? What
didn't
happened?
Say. He was just saying
did
it as if,
her in the backyard?
As if we all understood why women leave. That's how he was saying it.
It also sounds, the way he set that up, that he's with a different real doll now.
Correct.
That he dumped Patricia and he's moved on to somebody better.
Correct. Correct.
But even dolls get their hearts broken.
That's correct,
so
yes.
So sad.
Why can this guy not get a real woman?
The reason I know I can't get a real girlfriend over here, or I couldn't get a human girlfriend over here, is because of the way I look. I got bad skin. I got bad teeth. I'm too thin. But I know it's because of the way I look.
Yeah. By the way, that's true. That's one of the problems.
Look, we've seen ugly guys with women. Right?
Look,
there's more wrong with him than just that.
Yeah. There are dudes in prison for mass murder that get women,
yes.
by the way.
Yeah, that's true. But he can't, though, and he knows it's because it's the way he looks. He knows that for a fact.
Not that he's crazy.
Right. No, not.
The dolls are worth everything to me. Yeah. I'd rather live with them in a cardboard box in a frozen terrain than live in the biggest castle on a planet without them.
Yeah. Well, because they mean that much to him.
So sad.
Yeah. And here he tells us why he loves dolls and not women.
Because as good as the sex is with them, the peace of mind is even better. Knowing that all the lies and all the deceit and all the times I've been used, it'll never happen again. And that's peace of mind to me.
And all those times women used him?
And that's when I turned and I thought, wow, I can understand that.
Well, if you get a real doll, you don't have to kill them afterwards. That's the advantage I see.
Or you can and just take a photo and say they left.
Exactly. I'm a troublemaker, never giving
up. Hey! Wait a second.
What?
No.
Bean played it. No, but we were doing it for real.
We do it. You don't do it.
We brought it.
I thought you'd be excited.
We brought it with our mouths.
That would have been rad if you timed it.
God, why do you ruin everything? Why? You have to take all that is good and just ruin it. Oh, it's never ending.
I'm just trying to fit in.
Yeah, well.
You know what?
At what point are you going to learn?
Go find your own friends.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous Kerrang 856. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Wednesday. What the heck's going on?
He's the guy in the skirt. Hey, can I hang with you guys? No,
asshole.
Oh,
wow, man. I had such a good buzz coming in here.
Yep. We were so happy to hit that hay right on.
Strong.
Why are you the way that you are?
I don't.
Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way.
I
hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
I was just trying to help.
That's for sure.
They asked Miss California the wrong question.
What?
What? Is this about the gay thing?
Miss California USA, who was in the Miss USA competition.
Mm-hmm.
Who's getting a lot of static over her gay marriage comments.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In my country, marriage is just for a man and a woman. That was my favorite part of her answer.
Oh, she said that?
In my country. I didn't know. She had her own country now.
She does, apparently.
We should have asked her, do you think it's okay for Olympic athletes with really big endorsement deals to be caught smoking pot? That should have been the question we asked. In my country, it's okay because I'm dating him. Miss California USA Carrie Prejean.
I see.
Is dating Olympian Michael Phelps.
How about that?
See? We asked her the wrong question.
Sure did.
That dude is a black hole of personality.
Yes, he is.
How does he get a woman?
So is she, by the way.
They are perfectly matched because they are beautiful shells.
They don't have to talk.
That are completely empty on the inside.
I'm a little bit on her side on this one, by the way. I don't agree with her. I understand that she's coming from a place where she believes she is biblically correct. But I'm happy to see Perez Hilton so upset. So that's why I'm kind of siding with Miss California a little bit, because I just love how apoplectic Perez Hilton has been over this.
I don't know if there is a side, really. She obviously, that's her opinion.
That's her opinion.
And he's got
his
opinion. So everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah,
right?
But he's not coming out saying we respectfully disagree. He's coming out in videos on his side saying she's a dumb bitch.
Right.
So therefore, I side with her, you know? If that's the way he's going to fight it.
I have another question. How is he judging Miss California?
Good question.
Like, what does he know about attractive women?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he should have had no business being on that panel of judges in the first place. You're absolutely right. Look, she may be a dumb bitch for all I know, but she didn't demonstrate it by what she said on that pageant.
In my country, you're allowed to have your opinion, even if it's wrong.
Thank God we don't live in your country.
Oh, that would be the best if I ruled.
You know what? I have a new, speaking of rules, new rules?
Yes.
Yeah. To steal something from Bill Maher?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Broadcast television can no longer show movies.
Why? Oh, because they have to edit them all?
Because we've moved on. There was a time when there were three networks,
right,
and there was the only places you could see movies on television.
Right.
You had to go to ABC, NBC, or CBS, and you'd watch. They had a movie of the week. They had a big thing on Fridays.
Sunday
they would show
movies.
Some movie that came out 8 years ago in theaters would finally get on television.
Yeah.
But now, with so many cable channels, with your HBOs and your Cinemaxes and your Encores and
your Stars,
Miramax and Thisamax and Thatamax, we don't need broadcast television to show movies anymore.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
up? It should not be allowed to happen.
Plus, you got your iTunes downloads and your Netflix and every other conceivable way to get movies.
It should be banned from broadcast television, is what I'm saying.
What brought this up?
What brought it up was me watching Snakes on a Plane over on FX the other day.
Snakes on a mother effing plane.
No, wrong.
Okay.
You want to know what kind of mother effing snakes are on the mother effing plane?
Sure.
Okay.
Please listen to my pal Samuel L. Jackson. This is, keep in mind, on FX. This is the viewing of Snakes on a Plane.
We gotta clear the snakes out of the cockpit.
Yeah, clear the snakes out of the cockpit. Yeah.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
What?
I have had enough with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
That did not happen.
It happened.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Can't they just drop it out? Do they have to change it to something that doesn't make any sense?
I have had enough of these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Come on. Wow.
I won't go on Monday to Friday planes anymore. I only go on the weekend planes.
That's shockingly stupid.
Look,
it's not.
Points for creativity, FX. But seriously.
Wow.
Just leave it to the networks who can actually play it.
Just leave it to cable. Yeah. Leave it to HBO. Leave it to Stars. Leave it to Showtime.
Didn't they used to swear on The Shield? Like, pretty hardcore?
Yeah.
But I don't think they said mother effer, though, did they?
They didn't. And this was airing in the afternoon, this movie. But still.
If you're going to change it to that, I'm with Ralph. Just don't do it.
Yeah. If we're going to get monkey fighting snakes on a Monday to Friday plane, now you're just confusing me. Because I'm thinking, I don't know when they're traveling, why are they only traveling during the week, and are there now monkeys on the plane that are fighting the snakes? I missed that part.
A lot of new questions.
The whole movie just whizzed past me as I was trying to figure out that scene.
That is ridiculous.
And we're kind of past being able to enjoy a movie where you stop every 10 minutes for commercials, too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
New rule. New rule. I like it. I'm signing on.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? The man, Jack Nicholson, 72 years old today. Still as vital and current and as much of a babe maggot as he was 30 years ago.
Yep.
Doesn't act anymore, though, does he, Ralph?
Sure he does.
Seldom.
Occasionally.
Yeah, what was the last thing he was in? I mean, it's been a while.
Last year, he had a film out. Bucket List?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He makes about one a year, which is all he really needs to make. He's stinking rich. But he's still... How many actors you know of that era, really became a star in the late 60s, early 70s, who is still as relevant and current and vital. If you cast Jack Nicholson in your movie, you've got a movie star in your movie that people will show up to
absolutely.
See.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Just him, pretty much.
72 years old today. John Waters is 63. Peter Frampton turns 59. Fletcher from Pennywise is 43 years old today. Jeffrey Dean Morgan from Grey's Anatomy and The Watchmen is 43. Amber Heard celebrates her 23rd birthday today. Amber Heard's 23rd.
Sweet.
And Chavo from System of a Down.
Good deal.
Is 35 years old today. I am Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
So it's been ungodly hot for the last couple of days.
Yes,
it's starting to finally cool off now, but everybody that went out to Coachella knows it was 7,000 degrees. It was triple digits downtown several days.
I know that Monday morning on my way into K-Rock, it was 78 degrees downtown at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yesterday.
Now, that's just... That's ridiculous,
yeah,
right?
Yesterday going home, it was 90 at like 9:30.
Yeah. So who do we get to stop that, first of all? And second of all, Channel 4 covers it better than anybody in Southern California because they like to whip people into a needless frenzy.
Yeah.
They love the heat waves.
So we thought we'd check in with our friend Doug Kriegel out on the streets. Doug?
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We are good. How are you today, sir?
I'm out on the street seeing how Southern California is dealing with these sweltering temperatures.
Now, first of all, it sounds like you're having a little more trouble breathing than usual, Doug. Are you okay?
It's as hot as a pottery kiln out here.
That's all right.
People are bursting into flames along the street here on Ventura Boulevard.
But here's what we don't understand, Doug, and we've asked this question for many, many years. Why does Channel 4 think that we're not also in the same heat that you are? Because why do you have to interview people about how hot it is? We can tell how hot it is.
We bring you the hottest stories in the best, most personal way possible. Okay. See how people can deal with this ungodly heat.
But asking them how they stay cool, I mean, there's no secret there, right?
I'm here outside an ice cream store. Ice cream's very popular today because of the broiling temperatures. Sir, are you getting some ice cream to beat the heat?
No, it's not that hot today.
F*** you. Mother f***.
Hey, Doug, we're on the air. I don't know if you're aware of that, but maybe you've been out there too long.
It's not even hot today.
Well, then
still have me out here.
Why are you still out there?
Because no one told me to come back to the station.
Well, this
we
is
need
the
more
thing
footage,
about
Doug. Got there, get some more footage. Like, well, suck my.
Whoa, wow. Doug, maybe he's at Channel 4 too long. This is the thing about them, though. Like, the day after it rains, they send somebody out so they can get video of additional raindrops that are adding to the rain they've already gotten this week. They just want to extend the crisis as long as possible.
I'm out yesterday shooting brown grass. Even the grass is feeling the heat. The grass.
You must be proud. Doug, you can't use that language.
Watch me.
Doug, come on. Is there anybody else out there at your location that may be hot?
No. People drive around with air conditioners on in air-conditioned buildings.
Yeah. So you're the only...
Everyone's fine.
You're the only one that's not dealing with the heat.
There's no heat!
Oh, that's right.
The heat's over.
Look at a thermometer! It's fine. Right. Everybody's good. There's your newsflash. Right. Everybody's... Fine.
Okay. First, though, some people we want to spotlight in this great land of ours.
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
First one comes from Walnut Ridge, Arkansas. There was a man by the name of Robert Lee Lewis. They always have three names, the crazies.
Yep.
43 years old, was working at a funeral home, and he decided to turn it into a meth lab.
Oh, no.
So he wouldn't get disturbed by living people.
Sure. Okay.
And so he built this meth lab, and he left the light on one night. The problem is that the funeral home is right across the street from the sheriff's office.
Oh, no kidding.
So they saw the light on, and they decided to go check it out, and there was all the meth.
Brilliant.
I like his theory, though, is that this is a quiet, private place without a lot of traffic, that I can do something like this without being discovered.
Right, but wouldn't it occur to you if you're across the street from the sheriff's office, maybe...
It's just generally a bad idea.
Maybe that'll cause
sometimes
trouble.
There's odors associated with meth labs, right?
There's that, sure.
So they could probably...
Yeah. So not the smartest guy in the world. But he doesn't even come close to Damien Irarte. Damien Irarte. You're not going to believe this story, but apparently he was found naked and bleeding behind a building in Brooklyn.
Okay. That doesn't sound good.
Naked and bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the police were called, and they took him to the hospital, and they checked him in, and they found out what was bleeding, and It was his junk.
Uh-oh. What happened?
He was bleeding from his penis.
There aren't a lot of good stories where you end up with your junk bleeding. It's usually something bad has happened.
But it could be a million different things.
Right.
Would you think it would be his own teeth?
No!
Do you think that would be an option?
Wait a minute.
Dude,
hold on a sec.
Dude bit off
what?
The of his own
by accident?
No.
I don't know. They asked him why. They didn't get a real response.
Look, if I'm lucky enough to be in that position, and I mean
exactly.
that literally, the last thing I'm going to do is waste it on pain.
Well, I don't know that he did it on purpose.
Maybe
he was
someone
just
scared him and he accidentally bit down.
But he was nude and in the alley. I don't know why. If you can do that, why would you go take your clothes off and go out into the alley?
There are more questions than answers in this report.
This guy has to be the Kevin and Bean citizen of the
day. Absolutely.
Now you know, Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
Hey!
That was a good one, you guys.
Very
I got to give it up to you right
everybody.
There. That was well done. Yeah.
So that's it, right? I mean, this is it. When I say
good,
that's
well,
it.
Job done.
All right. Kevin and Bean Show, Cinco de la Tarde.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday afternoon. What the heck's going on?
Things are going on. Halle Berry is nervous.
About what?
That's not a story.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is.
That's it? She has to shave her head.
No.
Oh.
To play lead in a new movie called Napoli Ever After.
Oh.
Oh, no.
It's not
that's
a joke.
That's not the name
that's
of the movie.
The title of the film, yes.
Don't you know that words can hurt, Ralph?
Look, I'm just reporting the news here.
It's called Napoli
the Oscar
Ever After.
Winner is starring in a movie called Napoli Ever After, and she has to shave her head in order to do it. And she's concerned that her hair may not grow back as lovely and precious as it was previously.
They say sometimes it grows back differently, too. It
grows back all nappy. That's the problem.
Yeah. Don Imus, what do you think of that movie?
Yeah, Rob, we already watched what you're saying.
I didn't say anything, Don. I was just saying
we've got sports coming up in 40 minutes.
Yeah, we don't.
It's 25 minutes.
We haven't had sports in years.
Right there. It's a fantastic
It's called Napoli Ever After. It's name
of Ranch, Big and Rich album.
I think it was just an invitation for a few words, Don Imus. I don't think you meant for you to take over the whole show.
I'm glad to see that Halle is still a vessel as a black woman
she
to be filled
is.
Up after Oscar night, and she was the spokesperson to all black people everywhere, and now she's making a movie called Napoli Ever After. I guess that's post-Catwoman. That's her post-Catwoman career.
Maybe things didn't go quite according to
Maybe
plan.
Maybe she's not quite a vessel. Maybe she's just an actress who got lucky.
This is what I love, by the way. If you had announced she had to shave her head for a movie and had joked that that was the name of the film, there's no way we could talk about it on the radio, but it happens
to be
the real. Yes, you'd be fired. It happens to be the real name of the movie, therefore I guess it's okay.
So, it's okay. So there.
Wow.
Speaking of movies, Universal has announced they are doing a biopic on the life and times of Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
No.
Girl, you know it's true.
Oh, man. Corny.
Ralph saying.
If there were some problems with this movie, what should we blame it on?
I'd say blame it on the rain cycle, Mike.
Come on now. What's wrong with you people?
Brett Ratner may direct.
Really?
Oh, the Rush Hour guy?
The genius behind the Rush Hour.
How about
movies.
That?
Yeah. How good is Lisa looking in a sleeveless vest today?
No kidding.
I just want to nibble on her shoulders.
Aww.
Yeah. She's wow. Lisa's bringing it lately. I'll
I'd rather
Hey, what the
Mike?
Come on now.
God.
I'm just saying.
Well, you get to edit it, so I guess you can do whatever you want.
A choice between shoulders and that.
I'm just saying, her shoulders are looking delicious.
I would put the two together.
The whole package is delicious.
I think I've still got some residual dream leftover energy
something
from that other night.
Ralph had a sex dream about Lisa.
Sure did.
That's what that's
and
about.
And it was good.
It was good. Good. What if Chris Brown still has sex dreams about Rihanna?
I know I do.
Well, it may be all he's getting lately. Rumor has it she's found herself a new man.
Good.
That guy is Baron Davis of the Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh!
It's true.
So she went from one loser to another.
Oh, see what you did? Rumor has it there was a lot of heavy flirty going on at his 30th birthday party the other night. And he and Rihanna spent a lot of time together.
They seem like a good couple.
The DJ at the party announced that Chris Brown should get his ass kicked. And everyone in the crowd, including Rihanna, cheered, apparently, when he said that.
Wow.
Yeah. So Chris Brown is a guy who hits her all the time, and Baron Davis is a guy who can't hit a shot.
Save his life.
All night long.
Nice.
So maybe she's safer with a guy who can't hit.
That's possible.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Might be better. And I mentioned last week, I believe it was, maybe earlier this week, that former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was going to be starring in the next edition of NBC's summer series, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
This is the politician dude in Chicago that tried to sell the Senate
seat? Tried to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat.
Yeah. Okay.
He lost his governorship and is under indictment.
Okay.
They're looking for celebrities to put in a jungle in Costa Rica, and then one by one they get removed, a la Survivor.
Okay.
A judge yesterday decided that's not such a good idea.
Excellent.
I do not have confidence that things will not go astray if I modify his bond conditions, said the judge, which is a nice way of saying this dude could never come back from Costa Rica.
No kidding.
He'll run.
So NBC said they are disappointed, but they will reveal the entire cast this Friday. We'll get to see all of the celebrities that will be trying to get out of the jungle.
You were putting that in air quotations.
I was.
For people who can't see
people
you.
Who are watching us at home on the webcast.
Right.
I can't keep all my reality shows straight, but isn't that the program that Spidey is on? Aren't they two of the contestants?
Rumor has it. Rumor has it they're getting married this weekend, and then we'll be on that show later this summer. Did you give him a present yet?
Yeah.
And reality TV news. Last night, the guy I said wasn't on Dancing with the Stars anymore got kicked off.
What? So you were right.
Yesterday we were talking about Dancing with the Stars, and I was mentioning something about the odds for who was going to win. And I said, yeah, it seems like Lawrence Taylor's the longest. He's not even on that show anymore.
Right.
And everyone said, no, you're right. He's not on that show. Turns out he is on that show. Or was, at least until last night.
So he's not now.
And they invited.
Why didn't you tell us that?
Yeah, Lisa, why didn't you mention the fact that Lawrence Taylor was still on the show? We could have used that information.
I had to pay her hard cash to not talk about Dancing with the Stars.
I know, but if she had, then we would have known that he was still on the show.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up.
Wow!
Whoa.
Lisa! How much did you pay her to say that?
I'm going to pay her.
Yeah, so he's gone, and now it's down to Lisa Rinna.
I have no idea who.
And Elvis Costello. The last two remaining contestants.
Wow, yeah. Wow.
I don't know anything about that show.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Let's take a look at today. Whoops. Hit my harp by accident. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Jack Nicholson, 72 years old today. He's the man.
Yep.
He is.
How does Jack Nicholson celebrate his birthday when every day of his life is how we would like to spend a birthday if we could?
Yeah.
How do you turn up the heat? How do you go to the next level if you're Jack freaking Nicholson?
That's
how
a
old
good
is he?
Question.
72 years old.
So he's at the game last night. He's at pretty much every game.
Right.
And I'm with my wife, and she's in her mid-20s, and she's with her beautiful, beautiful female friend who's in her mid-20s. They show Jack on the big screen.
Right.
And they both look at each other and like, oh, he's so hot.
They would both do him.
No
in a
kidding.
Second. They just melt. That's wow. his
That's
life.
That's Nicholson.
That's his life.
Yeah. That's how he rolls.
That's a regular day, though. That's You're just, right. How do
even,
you step
They even
out?
Know it was his birthday. What do girls like that do for him on his birthday?
Son of a bitch.
He can ask them to do anything, and they would do it, because he's Jack Nicholson.
Yep. How would he ask that?
I'd like you to pull your all over your head. Make motorboat noises.
What do you say, girls? Yeah.
John Waters is 63 years old today. Peter Frampton turns 59. Fletcher from Pennywise is 43. Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yes.
That was my accountant firm for a long time.
Was it?
Yes.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
No, he's on Grey's Anatomy. He was in The Watchmen, 43 years old. Amber Heard turns 23 years old. And Chavo of System of a Down.
Glendale.
Is 35 years old. You're losing your enthusiasm for Glendale.
Sorry. Yes.
You're really not bringing it.
No, that was just a little artsy. That was like a different
Glendale?
Delivery. Yeah, a little different inflection.
Chavo's 35. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.